Yes, that's a very different circumstance. A very good point. We'll have to leave it there. Time's up against us. Neil Midgley is a media commentator. Very much appreciate you joining us here at Talk Radio. Just a chance to have a very quick word with Mr. John Holmes.
Which word would you like?
I'm going to go for...
I'll go for a word for Cliff.
You can go for, I'm going to go for supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, I was just going
to
go.
You now don't have time to tell us what's coming on your show.
That's fine.
That's probably for the best.
No
more people are going to listen.
My word for Cliff is this. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Don't sing.
Okay. Yeah. Paul Ross tells me that a lot as
well. Yes, unlikely so.
He's a man of very good judgment and taste. So John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. And guess what? There'll be no talk of the EU referendum. You lucky, lucky people, but only for legal reasons. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slackbottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yes, good afternoon. It's one of the actual clock. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. It's a Wednesday and Toby has the news.
Thank you. Coming up, Remain camp backed by big British business. Channel Tunnel Walker walks free and Glasto apology after all-night delays.
Talk Radio.
51 FTSE 100 bosses are among 1,200 chief executives who've written an open letter warning quitting the EU would damage British business. The firms representing 1.75 million people say quitting would mean uncertainty, less trade and fewer jobs. But the billionaire inventor Sir James Dyson has written an article insisting the exact opposite. Leave campaigner Boris Johnson claims it's about setting ourselves free.
It's our last chance to sort this out and take back control. If we don't vote to leave tomorrow, we'll remain locked in the back of the car, driven in an uncertain direction, frankly, to a place we don't want to go.
But speaking to Julia Hartley-Brewer on Talk Radio earlier, Labour MP and Remain campaigner Chris Leslie insisted the uncertainty of leaving should be enough to push voters into putting their cross in the Remain box tomorrow.
It's about balancing up risks. It's about saying, well, you know, you might not necessarily like everything about the European Union as it is, but are you 100% sure about what lies on the other side of tomorrow if the country decides to leave?
A Sudanese man who walked through the Channel Tunnel last August in a bid to reach Britain has admitted obstructing the railway line. Abdul Rahman Haroon dodged trains in near darkness for hours before being arrested near Folkestone. He was sentenced to 9 months in prison at Canterbury Canterbury Crown Court, but has walked free because he's already served that time. Actor Bill Nighy and Nobel Prize winner Malala Yousafzai will both speak at an event in London this afternoon to celebrate the life of murdered MP Jo Cox. Mariella Frostrup, who met Jo over a decade ago, will host the celebration in Trafalgar Square on what would have been her 42nd birthday. Jo's widower Brendan will also address the crowd, and you too have filmed a musical tribute. One of the world's highest profile sportsmen will miss the Olympic Games because of concerns over the Zika virus. Four-time major golf winner Rory McIlroy will not travel to Brazil over fears of infection. He was due to represent Ireland in Rio. The organiser of Glastonbury, Emily Evis, has apologised to festival goers after traffic delays left some stuck in their cars all night. Wet weather and ground conditions are being blamed for the congestion around the Somerset site. Evis has tweeted the traffic is improving, adding, "We apologise for the delays and are doing our best to move things along as quickly as possible." Talk Sport's Pete Abbott was stuck overnight as he headed to Glastonbury and told Talk Radio earlier it was an absolute nightmare.
"I've been coming here for many years. I can't remember ever having issues like this getting into the festival. We've had queues before. There's no, you know, obviously there's a lot of people coming here, and you know, there's a lot of country roads, but I've never known problems like this before."
And you'll be glad to know I've just had a text from Pete, who says he's now in after 9 hours in the car and enjoying what he calls glorious sunshine.
For balance, we have to say he's also out.
Ah, I see, yes.
You can't just say he's in, can you?
No, he's in Glastonbury.
Yes, but for balance, he's also out.
Out Glastonbury.
Of Glastonbury.
Right.
Yeah.
News to me, but...
No, that you've got to be back.
He's told me he's in.
He's out as well. Balance, Toby. Come on.
All right, fair enough. Good.
Have you got some weather in that?
I have. Talk Radio
National Weather. Come on then.
Cloudy for much of England and Wales this afternoon. Rain spreading in from the southwest to eastern England. Some sunny intervals elsewhere, though showery outbreaks across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs 22 Celsius.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
Your first time with us, isn't it, Toby?
It is indeed.
Victoria,
it's an honour.
Is somewhere, well, I wouldn't get that far, somewhere in that queue trying to get into Glastonbury.
I think she probably is.
We'll try and find out where. And Cornelius from the show as well, also at Glastonbury.
Well, everyone's going.
Just you and I.
Exodus.
You and me, Toby, holding the fort here.
I thought you were going to say holding hands, which would have been a real joy.
We're not going to do that in the first four minutes of a programme, Toby. I don't
know
you well. Don't know you well enough yet. We can reach first base round about 3 o'clock.
First base is beyond holding hands, isn't it?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Let's not go there.
So that's Toby. He's more from Toby as we go along. Now let's find out who's got the sport. My money's on Ben.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge. The Republic of Ireland know only victory
it's
over Italy tonight
Partridge.
Could keep them in Euro 2016, though Antonio Conte's Group E winners
Kate.
Will rest many of their first
Kate.
Team players for the game in Lille.
Kate.
Meanwhile, Northern
Where's
Ireland
ben?
Will face either France or Wales in the last 16, and England find out their opponents later. Leaders Hungary play Portugal, and second place Iceland take on Austria in Group F,
all right, fine.
With Roy Hodgson's side meeting whoever finishes second.
Yes.
Last season's three relegated Premier League sides begin life in the Championship away from home. Newcastle go to Fulham on Friday the 5th of August. Mm-hmm. Elsewhere, Aston Villa travel to Sheffield Wednesday, while Norwich are at Blackburn. Johanna Konta will be seeded 17th at Wimbledon, the first seeding of her career. In the men's draw, Andy Murray's seeded second, meaning he could face Novak Djokovic in the final. And Wales rugby union side will miss experienced prop Gethin Jenkins and lock Bradley Davis for Saturday's final test against New Zealand.
Right.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much. That was the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport. And there'll be more of that as we progress. Hello, it's Wednesday and it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. And gently let your body get used to, well, the news. Maybe put on it, because here's where you'll find the lettuce that is used in a Caesar salad.
If I ever mention her, I just can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry anymore. Well, looky here. Hi, Cass.
What?
And a great big face wart.
I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
He's a nut! He's as crazy as a coconut!
It's a man who's very bitchy.
Robin, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Oleaginous. I've got to pick her up from school.
Of course I care.
Yo, look at me, I'm on the stage. I'm getting in a Kanye rage.
See, we're not just laughing on the show. We're always learning.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant horse.
So, good afternoon then, and welcome indeed as we set sail on the good ship Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am the Dread Pirate John Holmes, and yes, this is what we do betwixt the hours of 1 and 4 o'clock on a weekday right here. Think of it as a sort of broadcasting equivalent, if you like, of Cristiano Ronaldo, in that it promised much in the beginning, but it's now mostly sort of, well, nothing short of a disappointment. Welcome then. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of June, the day we all celebrate, of course, obviously, the day when in 1633, on this day, Portuguese forces repelled a Dutch invasion at the Battle of Macau during the Dutch-Portuguese War. A victory historians have put down to the fact that Ronaldo wasn't actually involved. And it was also on this day in 1990 that Checkpoint Charlie was dismantled in Berlin. Checkpoint Charlie, of course, the name given by the Western Allies to the crossing point in Berlin where Talisa from AX Factor was arrested with all that cocaine that time. Welcome then. Welcome indeed. Here's what we're hoovering up the broadcast nostril this afternoon. Headline: hijack. Very much on the way. Now, if you are a regular listener, you will know that at 2 o'clock, a made-up news lie is in the news bulletin. The news, ordinarily, of course, full of the truth. That is the law and the rules. However, at 2 o'clock on a weekday, not so much, as something completely fictitious, fabricated and fake gets in there to fool those who aren't listening to this bit, who, you know, get back to their desk or wherever at 2 o'clock, switch the radio on, they hear the news, ordinarily coming out of Victoria. Today, it's coming out of Toby. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
So, yeah, headline hijack. Toby's voice that sounds like this.
Hello, hello.
Will say a lie. We'd like you to provide that lie for headline hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Thank you. Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you know.
Good. Right, so that's how you get involved in headline hijack, and those lines are open already. Well, I say Victoria isn't here, and I'm right. She's actually at Glastonbury.
Hopefully.
Well, that's it. As we've been hearing, she's probably just stuck in traffic like everyone else, to be honest. Victoria on the coach, they're having to wee into her own cupped hands. Now, all she needs to do following that, of course, is smear mud on her face, put her iPod down the other end of the bus where she can still vaguely hear it but not see it, and then just chuck 260 quid out of the window. And hey presto, she's recreated the entire Glastonbury experience before she even gets there. If she ever does. So, headline hijack on the way. Lonely Lunch Club as well in the next half an hour or so. If you are lunching alone, are you alone having lunch? Are you a lonely? What lunch? Well, come hither and enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You know the drill by now. We will be your virtual friend and colleague. We are available to chat to you about whatever you'd like to chat about. Awkward small talk. As though you just bumped into us in the office, you don't know us very well, and we've just met near the photocopier, and neither of us know how to change the toner. That kind of awkward small talk, a speciality. Let us make your lunch less, fewer, lonely. Lonelylunch @talkradio.co.uk is the email to get on the list to get involved in that. Work experience punditry comes courtesy today of a new person. Is it Katie? I think so. She's going to be bringing us hipster nonsense. There's a roundup of hipster nonsense. There will be the news in haikus. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Do they think, the people on the streets today, do they think goats or railways? The Diversity Paper Review comes today courtesy of... it's a special guest Diversity Paper Reviewer. It's Marta, who is a foreign We give another ailing Kickstarter a kick up the arse today. It's a man who makes beards. Plus, your chance to win another. You can win another Talk Radio EU referendum souvenir lettuce. You can choose from leaf or romaine. That's right, your choice of lettuce. Leaf, of course, commonly grown by amateur gardeners. Romaine, the kind of lettuce that goes in a Caesar salad. Your choice. It's the EU souvenir lettuce. They both weigh the same for balance. Win a lettuce today in a game of dead or alive. Details of how to enter that coming later. Regular producer Ginger Dave, not producing today. He's discovered a new supply of students. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She is very much a cheery little poppet.
What?
Chloe is going at her buttons like a fury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toby has the news.
I do.
Yes. Paid intern Cornelius is also at Glastonbury. Well, stuck in the traffic, so we'll try to speak to him later for a report, which means the role of Cornelius this afternoon will instead be played by understudy Aidan.
Hello.
Who regular listeners may know from work experience. Now, there's two very simple things you need to know to be Cornelius.
Okay.
One is you need to be inept on every level.
Oh, it's okay. Got that down to a T.
Fine. And the other thing is, being Cornelius, his eyes, as you notice, look in very different directions. Like, Cornelius, he's got a... It's like that creature from the cartoon Ice Age.
Yes. Yes. Sid the Sloth.
If you like. Right. Has taken one of his own eyes out with a spoon. Right. And Sid the Sloth has also gone to Russell Howard, who's also boss-eyed, taken the other one, opposing eye, out of Russell Howard's skull, and push those two eyes into Cornelius' face.
It sounds like you need a feature called Cornelius' Corneas.
That, actually, Toby, is not a bad idea at all.
It's not easy to say either.
No, but
I'm amazed I got that out.
I think, in many ways, you pulled it off.
Thanks.
So, yes, that's good, actually. I might work on that. Anyway, that's all you need to do, is make sure, just try and push your eyes apart. Just try and do it now.
Okay.
Put your fingers in your eyes, and just push them far so they look in different directions. Yep, that's pretty much how Cornelius looks. So welcome, I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Wednesday in the afternoons, isn't it, though? And we'll start with some music.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know seen, and we're not little children, and we know what we want, and the future is certain. Give us time to work it
Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is Talking Heads and Road to Nowhere. Playing that, of course, for today's big story. The big story is where we talk about a big story. The big story that's dominating the news agenda this afternoon. Of course, we're a talk radio station. We are all about the big stories. Today's big story reflected in that song. Hey, Aidan.
Yeah.
Cornelius understudy.
Yeah.
Yet already better. Ask me why I'm playing Talking Heads Road to Nowhere.
John, why...
Hang on. What you also need to know is if you've got a question, you need to put your hand up.
Okay.
Aidan, you've got your hand up.
John, why are you playing Talking Heads Road to Nowhere?
Well, the answer to that, Aidan, is a simple one. Okay. The reason is it's because of today's big story.
Right, okay. Right. So... Okay, let me think. Road to Nowhere. So, are we doing funny place names? Is a place called Nowhere? A man went on a road to Nowhere?
No.
No.
No, I'll tell you why. Right, it's because it's by Talking Heads.
Right.
And what has heads?
Heads.
What has a head?
Head. An animal has a head.
Yes, not that's not no. it.
A person has a head?
That's not it.
A beer has a head on it?
Yes, it does. It's not that. I'll tell you. Oh. A shower.
Oh.
Right, it's a shower head, and the reason for that is the big story this afternoon that everybody's talking about that's dominating the news agenda is New Zealand Maori anger at offensive shower curtains. So, there is a company selling shower curtains and pillows,
right,
and duvet covers that feature historical portraits of Maori leaders. And they're profoundly insulting to the Maori people.
Right.
There's been outrage. They're making money out of offensive shower curtains by putting Maori ancestors on shower curtains. And it's got the New Zealanders very angry about this, as you'd expect. This is an item shows British armed forces storming a Maori fort. And these are old paintings that have been fallen out of copyright and have been put on shower curtains.
Right.
And have angered the Maori. So, and you don't want to do that.
No.
So that's today's big story. We're going to be talking offensive furniture and home products. Ask Podcast is through the glass. Ray of sunshine.
Yes, I'm through the glass.
We need a guest for this, of course, to discuss it in the... Well, it is shocking, Cass. That's the point. It's offensive and shocking. So, can you get us someone?
Furniture.
Don't America. Care, just someone.
All right, fine.
So, someone's going to be on the phone to discuss offensive furniture next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 780 by 980mm Axis 90 centre pivot roof window for only £99, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at amillionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit amillionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cheshire is struggling north because of a breakdown between 19 at Knutsford and 20 at the Lym Interchange. One lane's closed there. Some heavy traffic during the M6 south at Junction 6 from the A38M. That's because of restrictions on the entry slip because of a broken down vehicle. An accident confirmed on Gloucestershire's eastbound M4 near 18 for Bath. One lane's out of action. Through Cambridgeshire, the A47 Fen Road in Guyhearns busy. There's been an accident near the A141 March Road. Two lanes still closed on the westbound M4 Bridge and after a vehicle fire at Junction 36. I'm Jarena Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. So we're talking about today's big story, or we will in a moment, just after we've got some of your reactions that have been coming in. Of course, Talk Radio is the home of reactions. You can react. You can react on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What reactions have been coming in, Aiden?
At Student Sarah. What do you mean you don't consider a gap year as a qualification?
Thanks very much. Anything else?
And at Lager and Crisps, I haven't got a degree. I went to the University of Life.
Thanks very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, as you know, you can get your reaction to us. It's time to talk about today's big story with some guest or other. So this afternoon we are talking about this, the offensive furniture. A range of shower curtains has been launched that depict such images as British armed forces storming a Maori fort in New Zealand. It's angered the New Zealandish. They are very angry about this, as you'd expect. So on the line to discuss it is a New Zealandish. Good afternoon, New Zealandish.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, it's offensive, isn't it?
It is offensive. I'm outraged. I mean, it's a very offensive photo. Plus, who has a photo on a shower curtain? That's the thing that really offends me.
Yeah. And also, if you think about it, now, when you get in a shower... Sorry, you're Ed, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
It's Ed, who is New Zealandish. We should point that out, which is why we've got him on to discuss this important issue. Shower curtains, Ed. They when you're in the shower, right? They do. And correct me if I'm wrong. One thing they do is try to get up your bottom, don't they? Because you're standing there, and physics dictates that the shower curtain comes towards you and tries to get in you, right?
Well, I guess it depends on which way you're standing in the shower. You know, if you are standing with your back to the shower curtain, then yes, it does. If you're standing to the front,
yes,
looking at the shower curtain, it's a little bit harder to get up there.
Yes, but here's the problem, because if it depicts, I mean, you're standing in the shower, and basically then you've got, let's say, the face of a British armed force, a soldier, or a Maori, basically trying to get up your arse, haven't you, in the shower. And that's, you know...
Exactly, and that's going to dictate where you stand in the shower, depending on which one you want where.
Exactly, and if you're facing the other way and you're a man, it could even be worse.
Exactly. You know, there's no telling what these offensive shower curtains could do. In fact, I've even gone to an extreme step. I have no shower curtain now.
Right.
Because of this. So I don't want this conundrum in my life.
You're happy to just spray your shower about, are you?
Exactly. It just gets everywhere, but it means, no shower curtain issues. It's perfectly fine.
Yes. At least you're not offended while you're trying to bathe.
Exactly.
It's not... This is just very much the tip of the iceberg, though, isn't it, Ed? Because... It's not just shower curtains. I mean, you think back to last year, there was that big scandal, wasn't there, when one well-known high street furniture retailer, and I won't name them, of course, had to discontinue their range of kitchen blinds because they were depicting scenes from the Somme. I mean, that's not acceptable, is it?
No, it's certainly not what you want to be looking at when you're looking out your kitchen windows. You know, you want to see a nice sunset as you're cooking your spaghetti bolognese or something. You don't want... you want to try and steer away from... there. You want a nice calming scene as you're cooking your steak.
Yeah, and look at other examples, of course. So there's that range you can buy, and it's been called offensive. But, you know, it's offences in the eye of the beholder, really. But this is a nest of tables based on The Human Centipede, the offensive film, isn't it? And the tables have been sewn together, yes.
That would be the most offensive furniture you could get, you know, especially if you're in the lounge entertaining with company.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it was a bit of an R-rated dinner party or something, and suddenly people notice a table. That sort of just takes it a little bit too far for that setting.
Well,
you don't want something that offensive. Maybe, you know, people just standing in a row, it's okay. But because Human Centipede tables... Not okay. That's too far.
That's too far for you. I mean, it's not the most offensive piece of furniture, though, of course. Let me just list some of the others for you, and you can rate them in terms of offence. There was a table lamp that came out just after Christmas, in February, I think. This was a table lamp that was made of Frankie Boyle's jokes about Katie Price's disabled son. And, you know, nobody wants that, do they? A table lamp that when you switch it on, just...
No, you don't want to turn on the lamp and suddenly it starts yelling at you. You know, that's very offensive.
Offensive. And similarly, of course, you know, Harvey himself, Katie Price, was on Loose Women and offended people because he said the C word. And that...
Well, where's the other table lamp? You know, you've got the Frankie Boyle table lamp. Where's his table lamp? You know, you need one and the other to balance it out.
Well, that's what I was about to say. They came as a set. You've got Katie Price's son, Harvey, and his face has been turned into a scatter cushion, and you sit on it. Now, and when you sit on it, it says the C word, like it did on Loose Women.
Look, frankly, in that instance, I'm not as offended by that.
And rightly so. I mean, that won't be upheld, I'm sure. That, you know, no. You know, Harvey was within his rights.
I'm expecting that to sell out. That would be gone off the shelves within 5 minutes, I can imagine.
Yes, there's a huge waiting list for the Katie Price's son Harvey scatter cushion now. Let me run this one past you. An armchair covered in fabric, depicting all the things people have said on Twitter that other people have found offensive since Twitter began.
I'm going to start. Firstly, an armchair. I mean, that's offensive to start with.
Yeah.
But when you put the tweets on it, I think that makes it more of a piece of art that you can sit on and enjoy. You know, it started off as offensive, and now I'm not so offended by it.
Well, the only issue with it is it started off as an armchair, but because this happens every single day, someone tweets something and someone's offended every day, for no real reason. It then went very quickly to a three-piece suite, then a 300-piece suite. It's now up to a 30,000-piece suite covered in offensive tweets. And the problem with that is, of course, the reason people are offended is no one's got a house big enough to put that in apart from the Queen in Buckingham Palace. So you can see why that one got a little bit out of hand, can't you?
Yeah, very, very out of hand. You know, it's so big, it's sort of really in-your-face offensive, you know?
Yeah, and it... I mean, where do you stand? I mean, you know, let's just cut to the chase here, Ed. You know, you're New Zealandish.
Yeah.
Is it a yes or no to offensive furniture? It's a very simple question. I mean,
I think offensive furniture should be gone. You know,
yeah.
It should just not exist. Nice, calm furniture, window blinds, shower curtains, couches, whatever.
Yeah.
Armchairs, that falls under offensive furniture to me.
Yeah.
But everything else, you know, if it's offensive, it should be gone.
What about a net curtain that depicts 19th century slavery?
It's a net curtain.
It's hanging. Think about the context. It's hanging in an old person, a very old person's front room. Right, you can see it from the street, but the old person is also from a different time. You know, and old people are racist, aren't they?
That's where it becomes offensive. You know, if it was just a net curtain hanging on their wall where you couldn't see it.
Well, no, it's in the window. It's in the window, Ed.
Yeah, so in that case, no, I think that's got to be gone.
That's got to be gone. And in the garden of that old person as well, they've got a selection of garden gnomes that they've arranged to depict scenes from 12 Years a Slave.
Garden gnomes are just offensive, full stop, regardless of what scene they're in.
You're absolutely right. That's Ed talking to us there all the way from New Zealand. He's New Zealandish. Thank you very much, Ed. If you've got an opinion on offensive furniture, that is what we're talking about. It's the big story this afternoon. You can get your opinion and your view too as 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's just gone 1:30. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Toby's got the news.
With Talk Radio. With less than 24 hours to go before polls open, a last-ditch effort to persuade the 1 in 10 undecided EU referendum voters to pick a side is underway. Nigel Farage says we don't even have a British passport anymore as he held his up to a crowd. But the Prime Minister has promised a bigger, better Britain if voters back continued EU membership. Talk Radio has been told self-certification of medium-term illnesses for workers wouldn't increase the number of people pulling a sickie. The British Medical Association has raised the idea today, saying those who take up to 2 weeks off sick shouldn't need a doctor's letter. Critics say it'd lead to people taking more time off work simply because they won't get caught. But speaking to Julia Hartley Brewer, Dr. Richard Vawtrey, Deputy Chair of the BMA's GP Committee, insisted it wouldn't change a thing.
Nearly 9 hours now.
How far have you moved in those 9 hours?
4 miles, maybe.
Clearly that wasn't him. Apologies, we'll bring you that later. That's going to come up later. We're going to have to play that again in a second. One of the world's most high-profile sports stars has pulled out of this summer's Olympics because of concerns about the Zika virus. Golfer Rory McIlroy says he's putting the health of his family first and won't go to Rio. And people driving to Glastonbury in cars or caravans have been advised not to travel until later.
I wonder if there's a clip of this.
I suspect there might be, okay. Because wet weather and ground conditions are causing congestion. Organisers say traffic is getting in, but people who set off later will queue less. This man, who we've never heard from before on Talk Radio, is one of those who has had a nightmare trying to get in.
Nearly 9 hours now.
How far have you moved in those 9 hours?
4 miles, maybe. There's a radio station set up, but it seems to be the same message going on and on and on.
It's like Julie Hartley Brewer's programme. So technically, you know, you weren't far off with your clip.
Not far off, no, absolutely. Now to your weather. Cloudy for much of England and Wales this afternoon. Rain spreading in from the southwest to eastern England. Some sunny intervals elsewhere, though showery outbreaks across Northern Ireland and Scotland with highs of 22 Celsius.
Thank you, Toby. It's interesting that you mentioned Julia Hartley Brewer's programme there. She was discussing, of course, this new idea about a sick note.
She was, yes.
Where you can self-certify.
We could hear the clip I was supposed to play if you want.
By all means, yeah, if you've got it,
we have it.
Something which isn't even covered by this discussion, because pulling a sickie 1 day, 2 days here and there, you're into self-certification, but you're certainly not into anything like going to the GP. That is often worse for employers because, you know, all of a sudden 1 day you're there, next day you're not.
And that was the clip, was it?
It was, yeah. Well, it's my fault entirely. I've had a poor start so far, I'd say.
Well, I you're the Ronaldo of news.
Am I? Does that mean I get to throw my microphone in a lake?
Off you go.
Have you seen that?
You can do it in a cup of tea, that's all. I can't do your lake,
but
I can do
it in a lake.
Tea. I have seen that. Well, anyway, Julia Hartley Brewer there, but fitting, because, you know, I've listened to her and it makes me sick. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m, take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo. Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Lonely Lunch Club on the way. If you are lunching alone, then we want to hear from you. This is the show that has encompasses in many ways, celebrates the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are a lonely lunch, allow us to be your virtual friend and colleague. Available for you. We are your servants. Able to chit and chat about this and that. Anything you want to talk about in a sort of slightly awkward colleague-to-colleague, don't quite know everybody that well, but we'll have an awkward chat because we've met at the photocopy and we don't know how to change the tone, a sort of discussion, the kind had in offices up and down the land. Then do get in touch. Lonely Lunch at Talk Radio. No, what is it? Lonely, yes. Yes, what?
Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk.
No one understands what you're saying. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. A lot of reactions coming in. We were discussing offensive furniture before the news there. This, of course, off the back of a Maori depicting shower curtain that's got some art on it that depicts the British Armed Forces storming a Maori fort. It's caused offence in and amongst the New Zealandish people, and rightly so. We spoke to Ed there. He's a New Zealandish and he was offended, and by all offensive furniture, we mentioned those table lamps that are made from Frankie Boyle's jokes about Katie Price's disabled son. Very offensive and rightly withdrawn from the shelves. But a lot of reactions coming in. Aidan, what have you got?
So from Barney, he ordered an antique chopping board from revolutionary France on eBay the other day.
Yeah.
He thought the guillotine scene was a tad OTT.
Well, on a chopping board, it's not right, is
no,
it?
They should not
really. Again, that is offensive. John, I walked round a well-known... let's call it industrial estate style warehouse furniture department, and I was shocked, John, to see that they were selling on blatant sale a dining table and chairs that agrees with Hitler, and that is.
That's
offensive, isn't it?
It's awful.
And apparently there's a cutout of Ken Livingstone just sort of advertising it.
That's much worse.
Standing there. He was agreeing with the dining tables that agreed with Hitler, Ken Livingstone.
Crazy.
That's absolutely shocking. We talked about the armchair, of course, covered in fabric, depicting all the things that people have said on Twitter that other people have found offensive. I told you that was now up to, due to the rate that happens, that was up to a 30,000 piece suite. That's now up to a 300,000 piece suite of furniture, and they're making more. They just can't keep up with the demand on that. John, I went to my elderly parents' house this week, and this gives you an idea of the generational difference between myself and my parents. But anyway, my dad had been out and he bought a poof that was ironically shaped like Jeremy Clarkson. Very offensive bit of furniture there. So if you're offended by furniture, let us know. 87222.
Sorry, message with that talk.
That's radio too. Don't message with anything. Thanks very much. Time for Headline Hijack then, or the launching thereof. Now, you heard Toby there messing up the news. He will be back at 2 o'clock to do that again, but within it, there will be a made-up news lie. It's Headline Hijack. We'd like you to make the lie up. Just a small story, a headline with a bit of attached words. Try and get some words that you know, right, and then put them in an order that makes a sort of sense within the realm of a headline hijack. That's all we ask, and you can get that to us on the number and text Twitter thing we've just said out loud. And you could get your story falling out of Toby's bearded mouth.
He's very bearded.
He's a bit hipster, isn't he? I'll ask him,
so
ask him about that later. But it will come out of his mouth, and we'd like it very much to be yours, Headline Hijacks. What's been coming in? Let's have a look at today's Headline Hijacks thus far. John, Roland Emmerich, the director, is set to sue Boris Johnson for his use of the term Independence Day in last night's referendum debate from Wembley. Boris Johnson has hit back at the proposed action, stating that he was referring to Britain leaving the EU and not to an impending alien invasion. Roland Emmerich there, the director, of course, of Independence Day. And we should, for balance, point out that everyone else was involved in that as well. Will that do? I don't know. What's this? The world's first ever blind dog has become a registered assistance dog. Yapper from New York is able to assist his blind owner through the use of a seeing eye ferret that helps the dog to navigate around. So what you've got, and this is a good idea, because there are blind dogs out there, and they need to be put into service, so this makes entire sense. If a guide dog can help a blind person navigate, it makes sense that another animal, a seeing animal, can help a blind dog help a blind person, and so on and so forth. So you've got a ferret that can see, helping the blind dog help the blind person. And of course there are plans, should there be a blind ferret, you can scale downwards to other animals. So what animal comes below a ferret?
A mouse.
So if you've got a blind ferret and a blind dog and a blind person, then they're all at the behest of the all-seeing mouse.
But
yes,
you do often get blind mice, usually in trees.
You're absolutely right. I hadn't thought of that. Right, so what's going down the scale?
What's under a mouse?
I think gerbils are smaller than mice, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're too similar. So you've got to go
even smaller than that.
Yeah, you've got to
fleas?
You've gone too small.
Cockroach,
too quickly.
Maybe?
Ooh.
Well, again.
But and they survive everything. You can chop the head off
exactly,
and they'll still
go. Yeah.
Perfect. Right, yeah. So what you've got is an assisting cockroach.
Yep.
That doesn't even need a head.
No.
To see around, to get around, helping a blind mouse. mice.
Mouse.
Mice. There are three of them.
Oh, right, okay.
And then there's a ferret that's blind, a dog that's blind, helping a blind person, and all of them are being chased by a farmer's wife.
Just a quick question. How are you going to start attaching these things? Because I got you got the lead for the dog. That's fine.
Yes.
The lead for the ferret is also not unheard of. People walk their ferrets all the time.
Yes.
So you could technically attach those two.
Yes.
But I'm concerned about the mouse, mice, and the cockroach.
They are like the human centipede.
Oh, you got them.
They are sewn together. So the blind person, right, is sewn. Like you've seen the, I don't know if you've seen the human centipede, but basically,
I'm aware of it.
Right. Anyway, it's like that. So the blind person is sewed to the dog. And the dog is sewed to the ferret, mouth to anus. And the ferret is sewed to the mouse. And the mouse is sewed to the cockroach. That lived in the house that Jack built. And they're trialling that in Sweden. Anyway, it's coming up to a time, having just passed another one, and Lonely Lunch Club is on the way. If you are a Lonely What Lunch, we could well be, and you've got in touch, and you want to be in the Top Away Hall of Despair, we'll be talking to you next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Sun, rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Euro 2016. Goal-scoring legends, red card villains, and returning champions. TenBet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at tenbet.co.uk. That's 1-0-bet.co.uk.
5-0 levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cheshire is struggling north because of a breakdown between 90 at Knutsford and 20 at the Lim Interchange. One lane's closed there. Some heavy traffic during the M6 south at junction 6 from the A38M. That's because of restrictions on the entry slip because of a broken down vehicle. An accident confirmed on Gloucestershire's eastbound M4 near 18 for Bath. One lane's out of action. Through Cambridgeshire, the A47 Fen Road in Guyhearn's busy. There's been an accident near to the A141 March Road. Two lanes still closed on the westbound M4 in Bridgend after a vehicle fire at junction 36. I'm Jarena Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, and hello. It is a Wednesday afternoon on Talk Radio and elsewhere, I dare say. Now, ahead of Lonely Lunch, where we meet today's Lonely Luncher, there is, of course, the small matter of the news, which must be discussed and dissected, legally speaking, by a Talk Radio station. It's what we must do, and we are no different to the other programmes in that we take on the news. However, we're aware that the news is a complex issue. It's ever-shifting sands, moving it around in such a way that it's difficult to keep up with. And it is quite complicated. In percentage terms, Aidan, who today, by the way, if you're just tuning in, is our understudy Cornelius, because Cornelius has gone to Glastonbury, where he's currently enjoying sitting in a traffic jam for 9 hours. So Aidan, who is work experience, is work experiencing the role of Cornelius, How is it so far, by the way?
It's great. I can't see anything, but it's great otherwise.
That's because we should explain that Aidan has taken on the mantle of Cornelius's wonky eyes as well. And what we've made Aidan do in order to get into the rut, it's like method.
Yeah, method acting.
Because Cornelius's eyes, regular listeners will know, look in completely different directions. Like a sort of cross between Marty Feldman and Sid the Sloth from Ice Age. And Aidan, we wanted to look the part, so we've actually sellotaped his eyes. One eye is sellotaped across to the right, correct?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And the other eye, we've actually just stapled the flesh around his eye back towards his ear to make it look in a different direction, so he can't actually see anything. And now you very much know how Cornelius goes through the world.
I feel kind of sorry for him, if I'm honest.
It should take perhaps the aid of the all-seeing cockroach assistance that we were just talking about.
Anyway, I wondered why he walked around with kind of the ferret on the shoulder.
That's why. Yeah. You won't have seen any of the news then, will you?
No.
But it's very complicated, isn't it?
You know what? Nigel Farage is this, David Hammerin's that. I can't get my head around it.
Right. Well, allow us to explain. That's for balance. Allow us to explain. We, as you know, break the news down into its constituent and component parts to make it simple to understand. And when you do that to the news, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. It's the news explained in 5 syllables, in 7 syllables, and then in another 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Can't recall any one thingy from Led Zeppel's court. You know, thingy.
The news in haikus today, in the absence of Cornelius, read for us by Asprod Cass, who is through the glass. Obviously, she is a northern. So if you did have trouble understanding any of that and what she said, then if you press the red button on your radio, there will be subtitles available for anything Cass ever says. Let's meet a lonely what lunch.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It's the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's what it is. And we throw open its mouldering pitter doors on a daily basis to welcome in another member of the Lonely Lunch Club. It's for people who are lunching alone, whatever their sad reason, and to stop them just for a moment crying hot, salty tears into their soup or, well, other soups are available. Then, for balance, then we will help them. We will help you, my friend. We are here for you. We will be your virtual friend and colleague, available to chat about this and to chit about that. Whatever it is, we are here from you to stop you having a lonely lunch time. On the telephone, enjoying a lonely lunch. Is that the right word? Let's find out. Al, hello?
Hi.
All right. Are you enjoying a lonely lunch, or are you... does it make you sad?
Yeah, sad, I think. Sad. Not really enjoying it. No. Just life in general, I guess.
Really? Yeah. What do you do, Al?
I'm a writer, just doing some obituaries. You write them in advance.
Yeah. That's actually clever, isn't it? Because when someone notable passes away, you haven't got much time to scrabble out a...
No, it's been a bad year this year as well. It'd be really help us out if they stop just dying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it has. I mean, you've had a busy year, haven't you, with your obituaries, though? I mean, as you rightly say, I mean, you must have been overworked. You must have been working overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, whose obituary are you currently writing?
Orville's.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I mean, he. We haven't heard much from him, have we, since the old Keith Harris?
Fell into a quite serious clinical depression.
Yeah. I mean, and he wasn't helped by Cuddles the Monkey, of course, who always hated Orville, didn't he?
Yeah. It was a bit like Little and Large, kind of thing.
Yeah. Which out of those... I suppose Orville's Sid Little, isn't he, in that relationship?
Yeah.
And Cuddles is the Large, if you like, yeah. You're right, okay. And what have you... What notable moments from Orville's life have you already penned?
Well, just for Danny's one of the leading puppet singer comedians along with Muffin the Mule.
Yeah.
And those two squeaking pigs. He found fame in the 70s.
Yeah.
So it was too late for Muffin and too early for Ant and Dec.
Yeah. So, why are you lunching alone?
I think it's probably because of my face, really. It's a bit off-putting.
Is it?
I do look quite miserable.
Yeah, well, if you spend your entire time writing the obituaries, I mean, it's not a cheery...
Yeah. Well, at school, they did used to call me Ugly Al. You know, teachers can be quite cruel.
Yeah. Did you just say, when they said that, did you just go, no, you can call me Al?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they didn't.
I just used to have a cry and cut myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are you having for lunch, Ugly Al? What are you having for lunch?
Well, I usually just have a bit of brie and an mbongo, but I'm on a diet, so... I saw this documentary on Channel 4 about celery. They said it was a zero-calorie food.
Yeah.
And the guy had it in a blended version, but he said it was like trying to swallow a mug of phlegm. But it was that or a pot noodle, so I'm having the celery.
I think that's the right choice, if I'm honest. So you're lunching alone because of your face and you're drinking a mug of phlegm. What would you like to chat about? We are, at your behest, able to chat about anything you like, as you know, because we can be your virtual friend and colleague, Al.
Okay, I was wondering if you might have some alcohol advice for me, because trying to write, you know, you should have a kind of drink. I was trying bourbon, but I couldn't really get into it. I put it in a punch, but it didn't really work.
Right. So... have you tried putting it in a Judy? Because I find that they're easier to drink out of. Because the punch is a bit more complicated, because you've got to have the eye mechanism gets in the way.
Yeah.
But if you drink out of the base of a Judy, it's not as complex.
I might do that later then.
So that would be my advice to you.
You also get balance in that respect, don't you, as well?
You do get balance, Aidan, you're right. Yeah, and we have to be balanced at this current time. So for every punch, you do need... a Judy.
Exactly.
While we're coming up to the referendum. I mean, after tomorrow, you're kind of clear, but at the moment you do need both of those things. That's a very fair point. So just bear that in mind, Al, actually, when you're supping. Very Hemingway, that, isn't it? Just supping the drink while writing. Is that sort of, you know, in terms of your... this is good chat now. In terms of writing influences, who would you cite?
I don't know, maybe Herman Melville and stuff. I wrote a novel last year, but it wasn't so good. But I learned a lot writing it.
Yeah.
Like, you learn like structure and characterization. I think the most important thing I learned was 70 years after an author dies, all their work falls out of copyright.
Yeah.
You can just use all their stories and characters without having to pay a penny.
Right.
So, the new book I'm working on, the Huckleberry Dick, is the main character.
Yeah.
He's a street urchin who has to return the ring of power or Mr. Darcy won't marry him. I call it Wuthering Expectations. So look out for that.
Is that out next year, is it?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Al. Have we improved your lunchtime, Al?
Maybe made it worse, if anything, because before I didn't realise how nice it was to have company. So, just more lonely. But thanks anyway.
No, you're welcome. Thanks. You're the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, Al. Thanks very much. We talked a lot about puppets. That's Al. If you want to be a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then you can email us lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's the method you can use to get in touch. Now, headline hijack still to come. Before it does, though, there's the small matter of today's text in. Now, yesterday we started this. Today we continue it because it's still very much an important issue. We touched on it there when we talked to Al, of course, and that is the issue of balance this afternoon. Now, the EU referendum is, of course, tomorrow. Tomorrow we cannot talk about it at all. The law says that broadcast outlets cannot mention
in any way, shape or form anything through the referendum tomorrow, because it's the voting day and we can't be seen to be swaying your vote in any way, shape or form, as I say. Today then is the last day we can sort of talk about it, but we still have to be very balanced. So as we did yesterday, we are taking your balanced texts and tweets, please. 87222 for the balanced texts.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
John, this has come in from Dino. Every time I listen in this the referendum period to E17 song Stay Now, I also straight away listen to Will Young's song Leave Right Now, and I have to do that every time in order to keep my iPod balanced. John, and again, this is interesting given that we talked to Al about the death of Orville there. I have a pet emu that I have now killed, in case people accidentally overhear me talking about it and think I'm talking about the EU. And so in the interest of balance, I have murdered the emu that I have. Have you got anything, Aidan, come in there for balance?
Yeah, this is from Dave. Whenever my son plays with his toy boats in the bath, I always make sure to stick large pictures of Bob Geldof and Nigel Farage on them.
Yeah.
Beforehand to yes. teach him the true nature of a balanced debate.
Very good, very sensible sensible option. Now, if you've got a way of keeping balanced in this, the referendum period, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay, so very quickly, we need a winner. We need somebody with their made-up news story in headline hijack. Toby is... is around. He's going to bring us the news very shortly. Within that news will be a made-up news lie. To confuse those people who don't hear this bit and only tune in at 2 o'clock, we tend to lie to them in the news. That's headline hijack. That's how it works. And then we don't speak of it afterwards. The winner today is...
Brian from Bedfordshire.
Brian from Bedfordshire has his made-up news story, which is in the news next. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll be back with Work Experience Punditry. A brand new pundit today. Is it Katie today? Is it Katie? We'll be talking hipster nonsense. There will be a diversity paper review later, as well as Marta, who is a foreign, comes in. We find out what the people think. Do they think goats or railings? Stephen Hawking will happen along to tell us a joke. And you can win an EU balanced referendum lettuce in a game of dead or alive. You can choose from leaf or romaine. And they're both of equal weight, those lettuces, those lettuci. So in a game of dead or alive later on. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the delayed 7:46 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know Screwfix.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and anytime goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our mobility open days between the 23rd and 26th of June to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Unlearn freedom with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the Disability Living Allowance or Personal Independence Payment.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes. And look, here's Toby. He's got the news.
Thank you. Coming up, undecided voters targeted by EU ref campaigns, Zika virus blamed for Stars Olympic snub, and British workers backed to honestly diagnose their own illnesses.
Talk Radio.
With the outcome of the EU referendum apparently on a knife edge, the battle for votes has been ramped up again today. Record numbers may go to the polls for tomorrow's vote, with 1 in 10 eligible for the ballot thought to still be undecided. Today, the Prime Minister has been on the Stronger In bus and insisted people aren't bored of hearing from experts backing Remain.
These people are independent. You know, economists who won Nobel Prizes, business leaders that are responsible for creating thousands of jobs, institutions that were set up after the war to try and provide independent advice. I think it is right to listen.
UKIP leader Nigel Farage, who wants out of the EU, has slammed the power he says Europe has over Britain, insisting it's time to get it back.
European law is supreme. The European Court of Justice overrules our Parliament and our courts. We don't even have a British passport anymore. All right, we've got a European Union one.
Elsewhere today, a Sudanese man who admitted obstructing the railway line when he walked through the Channel Tunnel last year has walked free from court. Abdul Rahman Haroon was arrested near Folkestone in August as he tried to reach Britain. Today at Canterbury Crown Court, he was sentenced to 9 months in jail, but has already served that time, so leaves a free man. One of Ireland's best gold medal hopes has pulled out of the Olympic Games because of the Zika virus. Four-time golf major winner Rory McIlroy says he's putting the health of his family first. Zika is carried by mosquitoes and has been linked to brain defects in newborn babies. Actor Bill Nye and Nobel Prize winner Malala Yousafzai will both speak at an event to remember murdered MP Joe Cox later. Mariella Frostrup will host the celebration in Trafalgar Square on what would have been her 42nd birthday. Talk Radio has been told British business wouldn't be harmed if workers were able to self-certify illnesses lasting up to 2 weeks. The British Medical Association has been criticised for coming up with the idea, saying it would cut down on waiting times for seriously ill people wanting GP appointments. Some say people would take advantage and companies would see a rise in the amount of absentees. But speaking to Julia Hartley-Brewer, Dr. Richard Vautry, Deputy Chair of the BMA's GP Committee, says that's simply not the case.
I don't believe that that would change the situation. We recognise that the vast majority of patients are honest. The vast majority want to work and want to get back to work as soon as is practically possible. But if there is an issue about people using or abusing the system inappropriately, that is an issue for the employer to deal with directly with their employee. It doesn't need the GP to be involved.
And Glastonbury organisers have urged festival goers to delay their journey to the site. Some revellers have spent the whole night trying to get to Glastonbury with traffic problems caused by wet ground around it. It opened this morning and fans are finally getting in.
We're going to try and get hold of paid intern Cornelius, who today is going to, is on the way to Glastonbury. We don't know where he's stuck. Him and Victoria are off
if
of the news.
If he's stuck, even.
He could be stuck in Victoria, for all we know. By which I mean the station, not the newsreader. But because Toby is the stand-in Victoria.
Yeah, better looking.
Your beard is fuller than hers, slightly.
She's got quite an impressive beard.
Yes, though. She has. Aidan is the stand-in Cornelius.
Yes, I am indeed. Can't see anything.
By the way, Toby, just a little note for
Hi.
You. That story about the man at Canterbury Crown Court.
Yes.
How did that story end? What was the end line on that again?
The end line on that was he was sentenced to 9 months in jail, yes. But has already served that time,
yes.
So leaves a free man.
Also remains a free man. For balance, you've got to have both.
He does,
in
yes,
this current,
true, yeah.
Current EU
yeah,
climate. Have you got some weather?
I have got some weather.
Can we hear it?
You can.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy for much of England and Wales this afternoon. Rain spreading in from the southwest to eastern England. Some sunny intervals elsewhere, though showery outbreaks across Northern Ireland and Scotland with highs of 22 Celsius.
Thanks very much, Toby. Here's Ben with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The Republic of Ireland will be knocked out of Euro 2016 if they don't beat Italy tonight. Nothing but a win will do against the Group E winners in Lille, who say they'll be resting players in preparation for the knockout stages. The Irish have managed just 1 point from their opening two fixtures, but defender Seamus Coleman says they're not giving up hope.
It's all well and good that we got here and we enjoyed getting here and we enjoyed qualifying, but now that we are here, we want to get out of the group. The full squad believes that we can get 4 points out of this group.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic might well be playing his last game for Sweden this evening before he retires. That's unless his side beat Belgium. Meanwhile, England will find out their second round opponents this evening. Group F leaders Hungary play Portugal. In second place, Iceland take on Austria. Roy Hodgson's side will meet whoever finishes second in that group on Monday evening. Finally, on to rugby and two injury-related retirements from the Premiership. London Irish lock George Skivington has called time on his career at the age of 33. And Wasps in Italy centre Andrea Marzi has quit the sport aged 35. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the BBC's apology to Cliff Richard over its coverage of police raids on the singer's house, the Broadcasting Corporation has unveiled a new section on its website where you can view all its past public statements and PR disasters. The webpage will include a video archive and a fun interactive game where you match the incident to the excuse.
Thanks very much, Toby.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon then. Coming up to time again. And you're listening to Talk Radio on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. And today, to celebrate Cliff Richard's innocence and anger at the way the BBC have treated him, we've teamed up with Anne Summers to give away a souvenir Cliff Richard living doll, living sex doll. Now, depicted in realistic doll form, the Sir Cliff Richard living sex doll has only ever, of course, has sex legally and with consent and not with anyone it shouldn't. And when you've finished, it sings congratulations. The Talk Radio souvenir Cliff Richard living doll in association with Anne Summers. Disclaimer, that's not the reputable high street retailer Anne Summers. This is just a lady called Anne Summers, different spelling, that we found on the internet.
Talk Radio.
It's time for work experience punditry. Hipster nonsense is what we're talking about this afternoon, and we welcome a brand new work experience pundit to do it with us. It's, of course, where we road test and train and very much encourage the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits with people off of work experience. The main advantage to that, of course, we don't have to pay them. We welcome Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello, John.
How the devil are you?
I am very well, thank you. Excited to be talking about all this hipster excitement that's going on.
Yes. Now, I warn you in advance. We review different things on each day, of course. We do television, we do music. Aiden does music for us, of course. And films and so on and so forth. And now, Wednesday is always hipster nonsense. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, Kate, it drives me... I hate it because it's just full of crap ideas that people have had and tried to pretend is trendy, right? It's pop-up this, isn't it? It's square beard that.
I'm really glad I left my oversized glasses outside the studio.
So are we all. So you've got a roundup of this balls. What? what have you found, Kate?
Plenty of balls. How do you fancy, John, a night in London Zoo with the lions?
Well, how up close and personal do we get with the lions?
This is the question.
Yes.
I expected it to be an immersive safari experience. And then I found a quote that says, right next to the zoo's new Land of the Lions enclosure.
Right. So... what's hipster about it? Just the notion that
I think it's just a hipster sleepover, really.
Oh God, that sounds awful, doesn't it?
Can you imagine the plaid pajamas as you.
That's not the worst of it. Because what's a hipster? What do hipsters eat? Right? What's a hipster's favourite food? Pop-up cereal, isn't it? Right? That's all the hipster eats is the cereal. And you can imagine, so the morning at a hipster sleepover, there'd just be a riot of cereal. It'd just be hipsters just dipping their beards in the cereal, sucking it out of each other's beards. That's what they do, isn't it?
I'm not sure as well if I'd want to have all those loose bits of cereal in a zoo attracting the animals. Just coming up in the morning.
Why the lions? Do we know? I mean, have they specified why? Is it for those of us that hate the hipster, so we can, you know,
feed them to the lions?
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
So overnight, maybe a trail of cereal leading from the hipsters to the lions, encouraging the creatures to come and eat the hipsters.
I think that could be the inevitable outcome of the sleepover at the zoo.
Maybe the zoo also hates a hipster, and it's attracting them. It's like I'd say catnip to the hipster, but in fact it's lion nip, isn't it? To the big catnip to the hipster, as it draws them in.
Absolutely, that's why they offer prosecco on arrival as well. I think.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't think prosecco is hipster enough, is it? You've got to do something with that prosecco.
Deconstructed prosecco,
precisely that. Yes, prosecco that's been, I don't know, had its flavour boiled off. Or something.
Just syrupy prosecco and pipettes to drop into your mouth.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. See that you've nailed it. That's exactly what the hipster would not be seen drinking, sipping from the prosecco. You'd be right. Boiled down to a syrup, and then it would be dropped. They'd have to lie on their backs, right, having syrupy prosecco dropped into their mouths via the pipette. Held over them by an ex-offender who's been rehabilitated by Jamie Oliver.
Oh, that sounds.
It's hipster classic. When is this happening?
This is happening, available until December. So from now until December.
That's going to get through a lot of hipsters, isn't it? Roll up, roll up. Come see the lions eat the hipsters.
Well, speaking of eating, I think there is nothing worse than being on public transport and someone gets on next to you with the smelliest takeaway you have ever seen.
Well, you say nothing worse. I mean, you know, genocide.
Aside from genocide, is nothing worse.
You're right. You're right there. Yes. Yeah.
However, you can now pay for the privilege of eating on a tube.
Tell us more.
The Underground Supper Club experience. You eat your dinner in a decommissioned 1967 London Underground carriage, and it's a four-course tasting menu.
Right. To recreate that experience, though, do you sit next to someone who's not eating in order for them to smell it?
Someone who's trying to just read their book in private and maybe nod off.
Yeah. Because that would recreate it correctly, wouldn't it? While the floor itself is insulated with copies of the Metro.
Just crumpled up newspaper rolling around your feet.
And an old, seemingly homeless man riding the line to stay warm.
And someone just standing slightly too close.
Yes.
No, you don't get that. You do get a chef who is a graduate of the Le Cordon Bleu School in Paris. He's worked at Michelin star restaurants. It's dinner in a tube. Let's do that. Call it what it is.
Which you know, is not dissimilar to the drink in a tube that the hipster is still lying there receiving from the serial ex-offender. Let's go with this. Let's say this is a good idea. So you've got a tube carriage. It's decommissioned. Where is it? Is it underground?
It is. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Well, it should
I'm
be.
I'm not sure.
You know, if it's... you've got to have that experience. So...
He's in Clapton, which I feel is quite hipstery.
Yes, that's got a hipster vibe, I'll give you that, yeah. Do we know what's on the menu? Is it just cereal?
Again, it just says four courses of cereal. Yeah. It is, yes, a four-course cereal tasting menu.
Yeah.
All the varieties, all four cereals.
All four, what are the four cereals, would you say?
I would say Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Yes.
Rice Krispies, Weetabix, and the Honey Monster ones.
The Sugar Puffs.
Sugar Puffs.
You can't say that these days. That's it's 70s. You can't come on the radio. Just, I mean, I know that it's your first time.
I'm sorry.
You can't come on the radio.
I came on the radio and said Sugar Puffs.
Say Sugar Puffs. Oh. I apologise if any great monsters are offended by that. Especially any gay ones. I apologise. on the behalf of everyone. It's interesting you should say that, though, because I'm seeing a further development of this, because we mentioned that the second worst thing in the world is someone sitting next to you on the tube eating a takeaway.
Absolutely.
That smells, it's just one rung down from genocide. So the next logical step for the hipster is to have a themed train carriage where genocidal dictators sit next to you eating Nando's or something they've got took away from Wagamama, right? So, for instance, Nicolae Ceaușescu, the Romanian dictator, perhaps sitting next to you on the tube eating noodles, but wafting. He's got his metro, Ceaușescu. I know he's dead, but that doesn't matter.
No.
Right? Wafting the smell of the noodles with his metro, right? Name me another genocidal dictator.
Stalin.
So you're sitting there on the tube carriage, minding your own business, actually. Right? Maybe looking through your own copy of the Metro. Or the Standard if it's the evening. This is in London, clearly. And you just look, you know, you just mind your own business. And then Stalin sits next to you, or someone dressed as him. He's got a chicken with some peri peri sauce that he's put on, but the spicy one. And he sits next to you, Stalin, and he wafts the smell of the Nando's. And that would be
right.
And that's a pop up restaurant.
It's an idea. It certainly is an
idea. It's no more stupid than the ones that actually exist. Okay.
Yeah, you've got a fair point.
Thank you. Kate's with us. She's doing our hipster nonsense today, Wednesday. I assume there's more of it.
Plenty.
It'll be coming up very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application, the deadline for your tax return, and now the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Sheep on the M62 means that traffic between junction 22 at Rishworth Moor and 21 at Milne Row has been stopped in both directions. Queues on the northbound M6, junction 19-20 have cleared, but 18 to 19 behind that still looking very slow. The M4 has a lane out both ways between 18 at Bath and 17 at Chippenham for the recovery of an accident. No change in Cambridgeshire for the A47 Fen Road in Guyhern. That's still closed at the March Road junction because of an accident. And a vehicle fire on Bridgend's westbound M4 means two lanes are out near junction 36. I'm Jarena Adams.
Love your music. Love your colour.
the Skoda Fabia. Now available with 2.9% APR representative finance and £1,500 towards your deposit. Plus, get an extra £500 when you order before 30th of June. The Skoda Fabia. Mix it your way. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big news station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it is Talk Radio, just as that little bit of production indicated. Just before we talk to Kate again, hipster nonsense. Aidan's been gathering some of your reactions. Of course, Talk Radio is the home of reaction. You can react to us. If you've got a reaction, maybe you've just got one lying around, you don't really know what to do with it. It's just sort of, you know, maybe you put your hand down the back of the sofa trying to find a coin and you've just found a reaction and you think, oh, what am I going to do with this? Send it to us by all means. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. Yeah. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Also correct. Aidan, what's been coming in?
Well, from Gareth from Wivenhoe.
Yes.
Not on my timepiece.
Yes.
And this just in from Victoria. Please, Con, go away.
That's from newsreader Victoria, who's gone to Glastonbury with Cornelius, of course. And this, just in, are you ready to be heartbroken? And that's in from Lloyd Cole. So, Kate's with us this afternoon. She's our work experience pundit and reviewing or previewing or making us sick with hipster nonsense. The world of pop-up this and under the trendy railway arch in Shoreditch that. We've already talked about feeding the lions with hipsters. In London Zoo, that's a pop-up they're running. And a train carriage where you can go and eat next to a genocidal dictator such as Stalin, who will sit next to you on a mock-up tube carriage and waft a Nando's at you, Joseph Stalin, with his copy of the Metro. That's hipster nonsense. There's more of it now. Kate, what else have you got?
Well, this one is a true pop-up. It's going to be in a secret location.
No, that's a thing, isn't it?
And I am fairly confident the pun came before they decided what it was. This is The Fork Awakens Star Wars Supper Club.
It's not even that clever, is it, really? The Fork Awakens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. And it's, I know, what they've done, you can see what's happened there. Some of these people that organise this stuff have had a meeting and they've gone, let's do one of those pop-up things. They've gone, what is it? I don't know. What's popular? Star Wars. All right. What is also popular? Eating. Right. And someone's gone, the Fork Awakens, and they've gone, yes. And they've all, like, gone, oh, we can take the rest of that hipster day off. And no, you can't. Because the other thing that we all have to do is put it in a secret location. That's the hipster way. So we don't know where it is, but what is it?
It starts on June the 23rd, and they say the experience will be set in Darth Vader's kingdom and will take food troopers into an immersive journey.
That doesn't work at all.
Joe, I haven't even seen Star Wars, cliche though it is,
yeah.
And I know that's a really rubbish pun.
Food troopers?
Yep, food troopers.
Is that the best? So what, they sort of thought the Fork Awakens and they could just leave it there?
They'd peaked.
I mean, God alive, that's poor.
It's bad.
I mean, is there any more of it? Or have they...
No, that's it. It's an immersive journey through time and space with many familiar encounters and interactive adventures along the way.
I mean, come on, make an effort. Knife Saber would be better than...
Hang on, I found a menu.
What?
Here we are. Come on. Tatooine muddy soup with Alderaan olive oil.
That's not a thing! It doesn't even... No! They've just put Star Wars words in front of actual food. Tatooine muddy soup?
What is muddy soup?
I don't bloody know, but it's not...
So it's just brown soup.
Is that what it is?
Go on.
Tusken Raiders lava souffle.
You can't just put...
Hut dogs. There we are, Jabba the Hutt.
Well, at least they've made an effort with that one.
I can't even pronounce the ones. Mini Bantha burgers?
A Bantha is a creature, isn't it, from Star Wars?
Right, okay.
But it doesn't work on a... It's not no. work.
This one just says blue milk.
Blue milk!
It's to pour in their cereal, I'd imagine.
Oh, that's not even Star Wars. That's what you get out of the breasts of a Smurf. If you milk a Smurf.
A precious box full of Bacta. What's that? What's Bacta?
I'm fairly certain that's something you don't want.
No. There we are. So that's the menu.
They just haven't tried at all, have they? I mean, we could come up with... In fact, 87222, if you can come up with better Star Wars food than that...
Start your message with word talk.
Yeah, and then better Star Wars food than food troopers and... Tusken Raiding Milk or whatever. The
Tusken Raiders Lava Souffle. You've got to get it right, mate.
Christ, you are. All right, I hate that. What's next?
Okay, do you want one that I do like?
Yes.
I'm going to go to this. Absolutely. It is a 90s karaoke night at the Garage in Islington.
Well, that's not... Is that hipster? That's just a thing. That's normal.
I think it's hipster. I was born in 1990.
Yes.
And I think there's something hipster about when your childhood becomes kind of vintage.
Yeah, no, Kate, no. You've just, all you've done there is choose like a disco event. It's not a, that's not a hipster.
I just really want free tickets.
Yeah, that's why I see what you've done. In fact, I mean, actually, I must congratulate you because that is clever. Because what you've done there is you can now contact those people and go, I talked about your event on the radio, despite it not being within my brief, and... Please, can I have tickets? And they'll go, yes, you can.
So I even looked up the playlist. I know all the words already to Aqua's Barbie Girl, so I'm willing to do a performance as well at the event.
Would that be your karaoke song of choice?
Yeah, definitely. I'd have to find someone to do the duet.
Yes.
But,
you know what would be good in that as well? Return of the Mac. That'd also go down well, a night's party.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, didn't we? Because Victoria, our newsreader, bought two new Macs for Glastonbury. Couldn't decide which one to keep. And thus had to return a Mac, you see.
I thought you meant Macintosh computers. I thought that's a really expensive bit of kit to take camping.
No. But I could see where the confusion arose.
And there comes my hipster credentials as well.
Yeah, I'm afraid that last one, you let yourself down there, okay? That's not a hipster event. Unless, of course, you're now going to tell us... that it is staffed by young offenders that have been rehabilitated and served their time, or something like that.
I think because it's 90s karaoke, I am thinking it may potentially just be staffed by people in their 90s. So
now
helping...
You pulled it round. That would be hipster. Exactly. The whole thing is just four people in their 90s. So you can't go now. But 90-year-old people singing hits from the 90s. See, that's a good idea. Again,
that's good.
90-year-old singing hits from the 90s. 90 hits from the 90s.
In sung 90 by
people
minutes long.
In their 90s, and it's 90 minutes long.
Yeah.
With a logo featuring the marionette puppet Joe 90 that you are too young to remember or know what I'm talking about.
No idea at all.
Fine. Good. All right, Kate, thank you very much. That was today's Hipster Review, Work Experience Punditry, courtesy of Kate. You're listening to Talk Radio. Still to come, the Diversity Paper Review. Marta will be doing it today. She's a foreign. The Big Debate at 3, more news in haikus. We'll be going out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think goats or railings? And you can win an EU referendum souvenir lettuce in a game of Dead or Alive. You can choose from leaf or romaine. And the lettuces, the lettuce, weigh the same for balance. All of that still to come between now and 4 o'clock. But Toby has got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The main figures on both sides of the EU referendum campaign are making one last effort to attract support. Around 1 in 10 of those eligible to take part in the ballot are still thought to be undecided how they'll vote. They're now the targets for the likes of David Cameron for Remain and UKIP leader Nigel Farage, who wants out. A Sudanese man who walked through the Channel Tunnel last August in a bid to reach Britain has admitted obstructing the railway line. Abdul Rahman Haroon was arrested as he approached Folkestone. He was sentenced to 9 months in prison at Canterbury Crown Court, but has walked free because he's already served that time. Talk Radio has been told self-certification of medium-term illnesses for workers wouldn't increase the number of people pulling a sickie. The British Medical Association has raised the idea today. Critics say it'd lead to people taking more time off work simply because they won't get caught. But Dr. Richard Vautry, deputy chair of the BMA's GP committee, told Julia Hartley Brewer it wouldn't change a thing.
That is something which isn't even covered by this discussion, because pulling a sickie one day, 2 days here and there, you're into self-certification, but you're certainly not into anything like going to the GP. Mm. That is often worse for employers because, you know, all of a sudden one day you're there, next day you're not.
And the hunt is on to find a mysterious and rare seabird off the coast of Wales. Conservationists are searching two Pembrokeshire islands for the European storm petrel. The tiny bird spends most of its time far out at sea, with winter mostly off the coast of South Africa. But it's thought around 5,000 have descended onto Stockholm and Skoma Islands for the summer to breed among rocks and boulders. Now your weather, cloudy for much of England and Wales this afternoon. Rain spreading in...
Stop you there. The European what?
Storm petrel.
Yes.
Mm. I wondered whether you might ask me about this.
No, I am going to ask you about that because again, here's a problem. Mm. And they can't find it.
Well, if there's 5,000 of them, yes. Hopefully they will.
Well, they may have left.
Conservationists
Europe.
Are there.
They may have left Europe.
Hunting.
They may no longer be European storm petrels. They may
for
just
balance.
Be storm petrels.
Ex-European.
Yes. So they may have gone, right, we're leaving.
We will still be part of Europe if we Brexit. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, but for balance, you can't say... What I'm saying is that the storm petrel at the moment is European.
But it's not EU. It's not the EU storm petrel. It's just the European storm petrel.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, right.
So the European storm petrel, if it may have left Europe and voted,
so it's just
to
a
leave,
storm petrel.
But for balance, it also isn't doing that. It's remained.
It's remained
just
in Wales.
Being clear,
it does leave every year, and then it comes back.
Then that's fine because that's balanced.
It's
isn't
balanced.
It?
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming over here, taking our what do they eat?
Islands. Welsh Islands.
They eat Welsh Islands?
No, they don't eat them.
What do they eat, the storm petrel?
I don't know.
Do they fish?
I have to confess. I suspect they might eat fish. They spend a lot of time at sea, and they are a sea bird. So
then,
I assume that fish is their chosen...
Coming over here.
Yeah, I was just eating British fish. Do you know what I mean?
Interfering with our fishing quotas and storm petrel.
I wonder if they stick to EU law of fishing quota.
Well, if they don't, they should.
They should.
And for balance, shouldn't. Just to be balanced.
All of those things. The balanced weather is that it'll be cloudy for much of England and Wales
or
this afternoon.
Or not.
But maybe not.
Yeah.
Rain will spread in from the southwest to eastern England. Well, there will be some sunny intervals elsewhere. So it's balanced. Yeah. Though showery outbreaks across Northern Ireland and Scotland.
Yes.
And the highs for balance will be 2 and 2 Celsius. 22
right.
Celsius.
Toby, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Balanced news there with Toby on the radio. It's 2:33 and next we're trying to get hold of paid intern Cornelius, who is on his way or stuck trying to get into Glastonbury, and we're trying to get him on the phone. So that's coming up after Chloe presses a button that does this.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. A lot of better menu items coming in, by the way. Thank you for the... If you were listening a moment ago, you'll have heard Kate discussing the pop-up Star Wars eatery that some hipsters think is a good idea, where they have called it the Fork Awakens, and the menu, where they've just... sort of, it's like they've given up
trying
to come up with puns for it. For instance, what was on there, Aidan?
There was blue milk.
Yeah.
And... Tuscan Raider souffle, and it's just not really
right.
Not
so
really, no efforts
already. We've done better, as you'd expect. You, dear listener, have already nailed it with Princess Dairy Leah. That could have been. See, that's better, isn't
it? I like this one. R2 tofu. That's a good one.
Yes,
I like that one.
Gavin, who sent Princess Dairy Leah? Carla. Ham Solo as well.
Yeah,
that's
one.
Good. Yeah. Gavin has. Pork pie walker.
It's better, though.
And these are foods that I would eat as well, I have to say.
C3P Supo.
Jabba the Pizza Hut as well.
Yeah. Who sent R2 Tofu? Oh, Josh did. Obi-Wan Ton Soup.
Right.
And Beef and Alec Guinness Pie. So, you know, that's from Andrew Higgins. These are already better than anything the hipsters came up with. You're welcome. You can keep this coming in if you want. 87222.
Start your message with Work Talk.
Or you could tweet them at Talk Radio.
Just start your message with any word you fancy.
Now, we like to go out onto the streets. I don't know whether you've ever seen a street, or maybe you've been out on one yourself. I don't know, because I don't know about your life. But I can tell you from experience, there are streets. And if you maybe look out of the window from where you are now, you might be lucky enough just to catch a glimpse of one. Often on the streets, you'll find that there are people as well. And those people on the streets often think things. And as a talk radio station, we're sort of obliged to find out both sides of all debates, of course. And as a result, we go out onto those streets that I was just talking about a moment ago to find out what those people that I was also talking about just a moment ago think. What do the people think? We send our intrepid reporters to find out. Today, do the people on the street think goats or railings?
Goats.
Goats.
Railings.
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 Goats.
Goats.
Railings.
Railing.
Goats.
Railings.
Goats.
Railings.
Goats.
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 Railing.
Goats.
Goats.
Railings.
Railings.
Goats.
Railings.
Railings.
Goats.
Railings.
Goats.
Goats.
Railings.
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 Goats.
Goats.
Railings.
Goats.
Goats.
Railings.
Goats.
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 Railing.
Railings.
Railings.
Goats.
Goats.
Railings.
Goats.
Railings.
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 Goats.
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 Railings.
Goats.
Railings.
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 Goats.
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 Railings.
Goats.
Railings.
Railings.
Goats.
Railings.
Railings.
Railings. And that is what the people think, of course, out on the streets. Yes, that's what they think. But the question is, what do you think? Now, do you think goats? What do you think railings? Which do you think? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you know.
Ewok stir fry that's been fried in an Ewok.
Yeah.
That's just come in from an anonymous person. Yeah. Star Wars menu. It's quite cool. Anyway, so still to come. Update, we're trying to get hold of paid intern Cornelius. Paid intern Cornelius is not here. The voice you have been hearing is that of Aiden.
Hello.
Sounds like that. He is Cornelius's understudy. Because Cornelius is in Glastonbury, or not, he's trying to get to Glastonbury, but may well be stuck in the 10 hours worth of traffic jams that we've been hearing about, along with Victoria, who is also travelling to Glastonbury. Both of them on the coach, they're stuck in the traffic, they're having to wee in each other's cupped hands due to the long hours trapped on a coach. And all they need to do, as we mentioned earlier now, if they just get out of the coach and smear mud on their own faces, just on the verge, right, and then put their iPods down the far end of the bus, so they're at the back of the bus, smeared in mud and also now wee, go down the end of the bus, put your iPod down the front so you can sort of hear it but not very well, and you certainly can't see it, and then just throw 260 quid out of the window and hey presto, the Glastonbury experience recreated. So you don't even have to go there. We'll try and talk to either Victoria and or Cornelius before the afternoon is out to get an update. In the next bit of the programme, however, diversity paper review. As Marta, who is a foreign, will come in to review the day's papers. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. And around 20 past three, we're going to be kickstarting another Kickstarter, a failing Kickstarter, one that's not doing quite so well, needing a kick up the arse. We will help it along. All coming on Talk Radio on this Wednesday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
What's in Wolf? You got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're fast, kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
At Arnold Clark, it's all about the little things. It's about Bluetooth, sat-nav, and a place for your cup. It's about heated leather seats to warm your bum up. It's about turning on the style without turning off the savings. At Arnold Clark, it's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Sheep on the M62 means that traffic between junction 22 at Rushworth Moor and 21 at Milne Row has been stopped in both directions. Queues on the northbound M6, junction 19 to 20 have cleared, but 18 to 19 behind that still looking very slow. The M4 has a lane out both ways between 18 at Bath and 17 at Chippenham for the recovery of an accident. No change in Cambridgeshire for the A47 Fen Road in Guyhern. That's still closed at the March Road junction because of an accident. And a vehicle fire on Bridgend's westbound M4 means two lanes are out near junction 36. I'm Jarena Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon to you. Very shortly, we will be talking about the day's papers in review form. It is the Diversity Paper Review. Ahead of it, though, there's the small matter of the news. Because Talk Radio is home to news, that much is clear. But it's often a very complex issue, as I think probably you've noticed, Aidan. I mean, you've been doing work experience around here now for a week or so.
Yeah.
And one thing I know you mentioned it to me out there in the office, and you did say, I hadn't realised till I worked in a place that looks at the news how complicated it actually was. I mean,
I was actually just sat there weeping over a newspaper. I just can't get my head around it.
That's the thing. It's good that you're here because we on Talk Radio find ourselves explaining the news in an easy to understand form. And one thing you have learned, of course, is if you break the news down to its component parts, you end up with Japanese poetry. So we explain the news in 5 syllables and then 7 syllables. And then what we do is we take another 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
allowed not to travel today because of 10-hour jams. Have fun, Con.
Paid intern Cornelius Con is, of course, as we say, travelling to Glastonbury and there are 10-hour traffic jams. Good. So we'll try and get hold of him later to find out how far he's got. He's possibly just at the end of the road here. We don't know. But we are trying to phone him to find out. However, ahead of that, it is time. Oh, and by the way, if you didn't understand, that was Cass. It was Ass Prod Cass through the glass, bringing us the haiku there in Con's absence. If you didn't understand any of what she said due to the fact that she speaks north, then if you press the red button on your DAB radio, then you'll get the subtitles for those haikus. So press the red button, get the subtitles that will translate from the north that Cath? Yeah, if you like. Cass speaks. Shall we do a diversity paper review? And if you're a regular listener, you'll know that the Diversity Paper Review is exactly that. It's a paper review like you'd expect it to be on a radio station. However, ours is the most diverse feature in broadcasting. It is the sort of feature that would make the diversity champion Lenny Henry do his old catchphrase from when he was on Tiswas, which used to be, OK! But you can't really do that anymore, and Tiswas was a long time ago. So, we bring you today's diversity, a different diversity reviews the papers each day. Today, stepping in front of the microphone, instead of pressing buttons, we bring you show regular Marta.
Hello.
Hi, Marta.
Hi there.
And Marta is reviewing the papers because she is a...
Foreign.
Foreign. What kind of foreign are you, out of interest?
I'm from Spain.
Okay. It's not really a diversity, but needs must when everyone else is at Glastonbury. So, Marta, you're reviewing the papers. What have you got?
So, I'm going to start with a headline that Ass Podcast Through the Glass has asked me to read. But I'm going to do it in a northern accent if I can.
Oh, look, good. This is going to be good. Right, okay.
So the headline is...
Yes.
Drugs Bunny.
Hang on, can you just bring the music down a little bit there, Chloe? Can we get that again?
We can.
Yes.
It's... Drugs Bunny.
Sort of Spanish Northern hybrid, isn't it?
It's great.
I love it. Drugs Bunny. Drugs Bunny.
Do you want to know why we're talking about Drugs Bunny?
Yes. God, yes, I do.
So, do you guys have rabbits?
Yes.
Have you ever had a rabbit?
Like, sorry, are we talking Ann Summers, or are we talking the...
We're talking, like pet rabbits.
Fine. Yeah. In that case, no.
Okay, so, if you ever get a rabbit, you should never, never feed them lettuce, because apparently that gets them high.
Right, so all the years that... I mean, carrots is obvious with rabbits, so that's the that's the go-to veg for a rabbit.
That's a safe.
That's a
option,
we're safe. The carrots are safe.
Yes,
safe. Right. So, but lettuce. So people just willy-nilly chucking lettuce into a rabbit hutch.
Yeah.
All this time,
and apparently it's like opium for them.
Wow.
So you basically getting your pet high.
So basically, you're dealing to rabbits. If you've got a rabbit, you're feeding it, you're a dealer.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal somehow. And we've been doing it for, like, years and years.
Yeah. Presumably we're talking about romaine and leaf lettuce, just for balance.
That's exactly right. The two types of lettuce is right. Your leaf and your romaine.
Yes.
Which we are giving away later, let us not forget, in a game of Dead or Alive. You can win a lettuce in a game of Dead or Alive. An EU referendum souvenir lettuce. Choose from leaf or the romaine. But back to the
the bunnies.
So do rabbits have a tendency? How do they behave if they've overdosed on lettuce? Do we know? I mean, what's the telltale sign, Marta?
So apparently they just get like really euphoric. So if you feed, you give them the lettuce, and then they start running around the house, or they start like speaking northern accent, things like that.
Yes,
things like that. You shouldn't.
Just don't do it. Just say no, rabbits.
Just say exactly. That's the thing. But they're not going to say no, because you know that rabbits like to get
They like to get mashed because they. I mean, you know, the thing about rabbits is that they do it and do it, don't they? With each
exactly.
Other.
They have just no self control.
Yes. So you put a bit of drug in front of a rabbit, it's going to go crazy on it.
And they're going to take it. Yeah.
And you've seen it. I've been in Pets at Home. I've seen them. Seen other shops are available with pets in. And the rabbits in there, you know, when they think no one's looking, right, they go out the back, don't they? Around the back. If you ever go around the back of a Pets at Home or similar pet shop, the rabbits are out the back and they're melting lettuce in spoons. They're holding it in their little paws and just holding.
I think they smoke it as well.
They do. Well, they inject lettuce, don't they, rabbits? Mm. And it's a big problem. This.
It's a very very big problem.
It leads on to harder stuff. It's not so much the lettuce itself, but of course it's the gateway to all of the other vegetables, isn't it?
Exactly.
The carrot leads to the lettuce. The lettuce leads to what? The radish.
Yes.
Probably.
Oh my God. Yes. Hadn't thought about that.
And the and this would be close to your heart, Marta. The tomato, which is technically a fruit.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but you would never put in a fruit salad, would you?
No, you wouldn't. And that's a very good point.
Yeah.
So why is a tomato a fruit?
I don't know.
It's a seed, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, but Aidan, you're not listening. You wouldn't put it in a fruit salad, would you?
You could have tomatoes in a fruit salad.
You would be considered...
You're a monster. How dare you?
Yes. You would be thrown out of any dinner party. You can't serve... No one wants to have a bit of fruit salad that's got, you go, oh, this is a bit of pineapple, a cube of apple there.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm just thinking of any salad.
No! The clue is in the word fruit, Aidan.
Sorry, okay, fruit salad's fine, okay, fine, yeah. But it's the seeds, though, that's why it's fruit.
Yeah, all right, but it's not a fruit. I don't care what the facts are. If you can't put it in a fruit salad, it's not a fruit, right?
Exactly.
No, that's why an egg is not a fruit.
You wouldn't put a banana in a fruit salad, though, would you?
Of course you'd put a banana in a fruit salad.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it doesn't fit with the aesthetics of a fruit salad.
It's not a whole banana. I'm not saying you shove it. You slice it.
Exactly.
Fine.
All the hard-hitting debate this afternoon here on Talk.
Oh, dear.
Talk Radio.
That's terrible.
What else have you got in your, apart from drug-addled rabbits?
I can talk about robots.
Robots. Go on, please do.
So...
What newspaper is this in?
This is the Metro.
Metro, okay.
Metro, page 15. Runaway robot could be scrapped after twice escaping from a lab, causing traffic chaos.
It's not gone to Glastonbury, has it?
No.
That would explain the traffic chaos. If a robot is on the loose, we need to get Cornelius on the phone.
Yeah, this is his robot.
If it's basically Transformers at Glastonbury... And you've got 60-foot high... Perhaps Cornelius' coach has turned into a robot.
That would be great.
Like in Transformers. And that's what's holding up. And the robot's hurling cars through over the top of the pyramid stage. And that would account for the traffic. I'm surprised I've not got that on the news, though.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd have reported
straight
that.
Up there. Yeah.
So what escaped robot is this?
So this happened in Russia.
Oh, okay.
Which now everything makes sense in a way. So basically, what it says, it was found conked out in the middle of the road.
Right.
Basically.
Yes.
The robot.
Yes.
Or just start running.
What sort of robot is this?
It's a Promobot IR-77. Doesn't really say.
Yes.
But,
what does it do? What was it for?
Doesn't say. But probably not causing traffic chaos.
It's a little bit sinister that Russia have got robots, isn't it?
Well, they're onto something, clearly.
I mean, we don't trust Russia anyway, right?
No.
So, this is like the war against the machine. Russia are Skynet.
It's the beginning of the end.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
They called the war.
Exactly.
Judgment Day.
And the thing about this is that there are some Russians, they're activists, and they say that, you know what, the robot has earned the right to be alive. And he's thinking by himself, so...
We don't want that in a robot.
Exactly. That's the point. But they're like, no. We should let the robot do whatever it wants to do. Because, you know...
It's what if this is like the beginning? So it's like... I mean, you know, remember the Russian ultras?
Yes.
At the Euros?
Yes.
Right? Like an army of robot ultras.
So oh, hooligan, my God.
Because most robots are well-behaved, right? But hooligan robots...
That would be terrible.
Would be a shocking...
Can you imagine if they give them lettuce on top of that?
Lettuce-eating hooligan robots in the news today. insane. It's crazy. And Vladimir Putin, of course, doubtless unleashing
behind all of this.
Exactly, unleashing these polonium-armed Russian hooligan lettuce druggy robots on the world. Vladimir Putin, of course. By the way, Vladimir Putin, you know, people do find him sort of a bit frightening and a bit threatening. Right, here's how not to. Okay, just a little bit of advice for you, Marta, right?
Okay.
So, if you think about all the pictures of Vladimir Putin that have been, that he likes to sort of self-publicise, doesn't he?
Yes.
So there's that one of him with his shirt off on a horse.
Yeah.
Right? But if you go through, and I have done this, go through the, because he likes being pictured with various sections of Russian society to make him look powerful and important.
Yeah.
He's got one, genuinely, Google it, Vladimir Putin on a motorbike with a motorbike gang, right? with leathers on. Right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah? And there's also one of him on a building site, in Moscow, dressed in a construction hat. Have you found the picture?
I found the biker gang picture.
Yeah. Right. And there's one of him in a construction hat, right, and a high vis vest on a construction site with some Russian builders. Right. There's one of him on a horse.
Yes.
That's technically a cowboy. Basically, he's the village people. So
next time
you think Vladimir Putin is threatening, just go, no, he isn't. He's just the village people. And just think of him doing YMCA and all of that fear goes away, man.
You know, fun fact, we have the same birthday, Vladimir Putin and I. Not the same year.
Right.
But we were born on the same day.
Are you?
Yeah. Mm. So.
Great. Okay, well, you know, given time, you could work that up into an anecdote.
I know. I'm working really hard.
See, if you were a robot, that would have made sense.
A lettuce-eating
robot that was born on the same day as Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
Now that's an anecdote.
Yeah, but...
That probably exists, though.
Not so much. Anyway, it's Talk Radio. The big debate is next. Still to come, you can win the aforementioned lettuce. You can choose from leaf or romaine. It's a balanced competition in a game of dead or alive. Marta, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Marta's debut on the diversity pay-per-view. Will you come back and do it again?
If you want me to, yeah.
Well, why the hell not? Marta and her diversity, she is a...
Foreign.
Can you just say druggy bunnies for us in this sort of northern Spanish hybrid?
It was a drugs bunny.
Drugs bunny. excellent. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club card points on Michelin Cross Climate tyres for all year round motoring. blackcircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click fit and save.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3-metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only £4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker, get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Wednesday. Here's Toby with the news.
Thank you. Coming up, EU campaigners target the undecided, worldwide memorial for Joe Cox, and jockey worry over sword slip.
Talk Radio.
The campaigns to leave and remain in the EU are neck and neck in the opinion polls ahead of tomorrow's referendum. Around 10% of voters say they're still undecided, and they're the target of today's campaigning. Here's UKIP MP Douglas Carswell, who spoke to Julia Hartley-Brewer earlier.
If we as a country vote to remain, we're going to wake up on Friday morning and we're going to find that we can't resist what the Eurocrats want to do. We're not going to be in a strong position to resist their calls for more money for the bailouts, a European army. They're going to treat us like a doormat.
But Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, who's backing Remain, says the Leavers simply haven't answered enough questions with solid policies.
We live in a modern, interdependent world. We're independent countries, and I believe in countries being independent. But they need to come together to tackle big issues that countries alone can't tackle, like climate change and the fight against terrorism, energy security. And they've not answered how any of that would continue to happen.
Meanwhile, the Post Office has reported a surge in demand for euros and dollars ahead of tomorrow's EU vote. Yesterday, sales in branches were up 49% compared with the same day last year, while online they shot up 380%. Elsewhere today, a memorial celebration for Joe Cox, the MP who was shot dead in West Yorkshire last week, will get underway in London in the next half an hour. Events are taking place around the world to commemorate her life, including in Nairobi, Kenya, Brussels and Washington, D.C. The likes of actor Bill Nighy, Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel Prize winner, will speak, while U2 have recorded a musical tribute. Joe's husband, Brendan, will also speak publicly. One of the world's most high-profile sports stars has pulled out of this summer's Olympics because of concerns about the Zika virus. Golfer Rory McIlroy says he's putting the health of his family first and won't go to Rio. Glastonbury organisers say the festival is now fully open for business. They'd urge those travelling by car to stay at home after wet weather and poor ground conditions meant some campers had to queue for up to 12 hours overnight to access the site. But in a recent update, all ticket holders were told they're welcome to travel to the site, but to expect queues. And the jockey, Tony McCoy, says he was nervous about being knighted by the Princess Royal in case she threatened to let the sword slip. The record-breaking rider has been friends with the horse racing enthusiast Royal for years. Speaking after the ceremony at Buckingham Palace today, Sir Tony said, "I've been lucky enough to spend time with her, and I'm very friendly with her daughter Zara as well. I'm sure her daughter probably told her to threaten to let the sword slip, maybe just for the fun of it."
Well, seeing a man's head severed, you know, a knighting ceremony, I mean, it's interesting that he's called it fun. Here's a thought, right? So, you know Cliff Richard?
Yes.
Right. Don't back off the microphone. He's a sir, right?
Yes.
Yes. And he's and remains a sir and leaves for balance.
Yes.
Right? Because he's innocent of the charges, recent charges, right? Now, you know when other sirs are drawn into a...
Never charged, I should point out.
Never charged, you're right, yeah, but accused. Not accused. Anyway, what's the legal term for what Cliff Richard was?
There was no charges,
there was
no allegations.
Charges, no allegations. No evidence.
No nothing.
He's innocent. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, right, is that so other sirs, when charged and indeed found guilty, right, or indeed accused after death, Sir Jimmy Savile, etc., right, they strip them of their knighthoods.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, as Sir Cliff Richard is innocent of all of it, right, should they knight him again as sort of compensation? Because if you're going to strip someone found guilty of the knighthood, surely someone innocent should be knighted again. So he becomes Sir Cliff Richard as a sort of double. That's got to be fair, hasn't it?
Can we do the weather?
Yes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy for much of England and Wales this afternoon. Rain spreading in from the southwest to eastern England. Some sunny intervals elsewhere, though showery outbreaks across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 22 Celsius.
You know, for the inconvenience.
Can I ask you about your paper reviewer?
Yes.
You know how you said that she was a foreign?
She said she was a foreign, but yes.
She was a European foreign,
yes.
Was she not?
Yes,
did you
she
not
was.
Need a non-European foreign for balance?
Well, that's a good point, certainly. But we do have on the roster of diversity paper reviewers, non-European foreigns.
But you do know that it's tomorrow, don't you?
Yes.
After tomorrow, we don't have to be balanced.
No. But yeah, but you're right. But it's all right, because this week, earlier in this week,
you've had a different foreign.
We had Mark, who's brown, and he's, you know, foreign from.
But he's British.
Yeah, but it descends, and it doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
You know, we had I'm new to this.
We had a Nigerian.
I need
as
educating.
Well. And that's not British.
No, that's a different foreign. So a non-European foreign.
We are balanced.
Okay. So I just had to ask.
No, and it's a wise question, Toby, and
thank
I'm glad
you
asked it. It's just after 3 o'clock. Ben has got the sport live from inside a Game Boy game of Tetris. From where he's doing the sport. It's like a budget version of Tron.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The Republic of Ireland will be knocked out of Euro 2016 if they don't beat Italy tonight. Nothing but a win will do against the Group E winners in Lille, who say they'll be resting players in preparation for the knockout stages. The Irish have managed just 1 point from their opening two fixtures, but defender Seamus Coleman says they're not giving up hope.
It's all well and good that we got here and we enjoyed getting here and we enjoyed qualifying, but now that we are here, get out of the group. The full squad believes that we can get 4 points out of this group.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic might well be playing his last game for Sweden this evening before he retires. That's unless his side beat Belgium. Meanwhile, England will find out their second round opponents this evening. Group F leaders Hungary play Portugal and second place Iceland take on Austria.
And it appears that as in Tron, the game has got the better of Ben and destroyed him.
He froze.
Destroyed him halfway through his bulletin.
He couldn't beat the boss that was Seamus Coleman.
Tetris 1, Ben 0. The big debate is coming next. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's time. You're just killed by the machine.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Yeah, just play
Talk
this.
Radio. This is your life. This is your life. It's standing 1 minute at a time.
Ready, begin.
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, the big debate coming up very shortly. Don't forget, before 4 o'clock, to celebrate Cliff Richard's innocence, as we've just been talking about. This afternoon, we're giving away a souvenir Cliff Richard living doll. It's an adult sex doll depicted in realistic doll form. The Sir Cliff Richard living doll only has sex legally and with consent, and not with anyone it shouldn't. And when you've finished, it sings congratulations. It's the Talk Radio souvenir living doll in association with Ann Summers. Disclaimer, that's not Ann Summers, the reputable high street retailer. This is Ann Summers, coincidentally just a lady called Ann Summers with a different spelling, that we found on the internet.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. Here we go then. The big debate at 3 o'clock on Talk Radio. And here's the story that that everyone's talking about this afternoon. This is the business sector of the Bank of Commerce in a foreign different country have said that the funds from drug businesses, this is out in South America, of course, where you'd expect it to be, the movement of funds coming from drug businesses should be used to be tracked and used to flush out drug transactions. So said a South American business sector representative. The movement of funds coming out from drug businesses will flush out drug transactions. Now, on the line listening to that, I've got Nick. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in. As soon as I said flushing out, because what that did, of course, as you've just told our researcher, is that's made you very angry, because flushing, of course, is associated with toilets. And I know you've got a bit of an issue with toilets in this day and age.
I have, but yeah. Just to make my position clear, I don't want to sound like a weirdo or a crank caller. I'm not against micturation or defecation. I'm not against toilets in general. I'm against flush toilets.
Flush toilets.
Western-style porcelain, 17th, 18th century onwards flush toilets.
Yeah. Okay, what is it that you don't like about them?
I think they're just a bit fancy, aren't they? They're a bit, look at me, they're a hangover of the Victorian era.
Yeah.
You know, we went through a brief period in the 19th century when Thomas Crapper was showing off his floating bull cock. Everyone in the country went, oh, we need a toilet, let's get a toilet. But, you know, in medieval times, those same people would have said, oh, we need an undercroft, let's get an undercroft. Or in Roman times, they'd have been, let's get a tepidarium. It's just fashion.
Yeah.
Toilet for the bell-bottom flares of a house.
Right. And you think, do you then, that we should just move? I'm not sure what you're advocating. Are you saying we move on from the current shape of a toilet and come up with something else? Or are you just saying we just smash this porcelain to bits and poo in the hole?
I'd like to see the return of squat toilets. I'm all for squatting in that sense of the word. In that, if I went on holiday, came back a fortnight later, and my house had been taken over by squatters, I'd ask what sort of squatters they were. Because if they were, you know, inappropriately taking over my house squatters, I'd be unhappy. But if they were people who enjoyed squat toilets,
yes,
I'd be fine.
Fine. Oh, well, stay on the line, because having called in after hearing your rhetoric, is Anthony...
If you're going out of the garage, yeah, can you get us a hashtag believe? Get a hashtag believe, a big one. Hello?
Hi, Anthony. You're live on Talk Radio. Thanks for calling in. You're listening to Nick there, very much against the notion of toilets in their sort of modern flushing porcelain form. And I know that you take the opposing point of view.
Yeah, because he's an idiot. I can't even believe we're having this conversation. What's your alternative? Like, because I'll be honest with you, yeah? I learned the hard way that toilets are good. Like, because what's your alternative? Crisp packets?
Nature.
Bottles. Nature. Where's nature?
Right.
Go to Bermondsey. Where's nature? Go to Birmingham. Where's nature? Like, that's just something you tread in, nature. So, like, you've got to have toilets because I'm getting a measure of you. Yeah, like, because you, I expect you, do you go on holiday in, like, on the continent?
I have been on holiday to the continent.
Yeah, you love it, don't you?
I'm not in continent.
You love going up order. You love. Yeah, whatever.
Well, hang on, Anthony, wait a minute. Let you've asked him a direct question. Let Nick come back on that. That's only fair.
I've been to France. I've been to Switzerland. Yeah. I've been to Italy.
Dirty.
Yes. I've been to the Alpha Coast. Dirty.
Like, do you like going on all the motorways and then you pull off and you're going, there's like, it's just a hole in the floor. Is that what you like? You like that? Or just going in a little hole in the floor?
What do you like, Anthony?
Do you like that?
Anthony.
Abroad!
What Anthony. I like, Anthony, is not being hampered in by convention and by society. I like being able to go anywhere I please rather than...
Try it, because I've been arrested untold times for that.
Room.
Right, hang on, look, let me just bring this debate back to a sort of middle ground here. Let's just look at the technology. Now, what Nick is saying, he says that the porcelain toilet is a hangover from the Victorian era and we should be getting rid of it by smashing it to pieces and bringing in something else. What if that something else, bear with me, what if that something else is, and we have technology, right, like there's an app that can do this, I think, that recycles one's own personal waste while it's still inside our bodies, right? So, is that the way forward? We don't need this external excrement hole.
I'm not going to lie to you, right? I like going to the toilet. Like, it's a nice thing to do. It's like a bit of me time in my day. I like to sit on a nice, comfortable toilet, yeah? I don't want to squat. I can't read my phone if I'm squatting. I want to have, like, a nice sit-down on a proper, civilised toilet like a human being in the 21st century, bruv. I don't want to squat like some, like, medieval idiot. I don't want to, like, go and poo in my shed. I want to do it on a toilet in my bathroom, bruv. Is that so bad?
Is that so bad, Nick?
The clue's in the word, Anthony. The first four letters of toilet are toil. It's all about struggle and striving. You should just be kind to yourself.
Would you eat more carrots or something?
Poo in your garden.
Mate, poo in your garden. I'll come and poo in your garden. I'm not pooing in my garden. My garden's nice. I had it all concreted. So there you go.
Look, he's not suggesting, is he, that... I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Nick is not suggesting that Well, no, look, okay, Anthony, you're suggesting that you like to sit, right? For, and it's a time thing. Now, think of the time. Nick, I know you'll be with me on this, because it's a time-saving... this is a time-saving point. We can't... If our waste is recycled inside us, we don't have to spend the time toiling, as Nick said. What you do is, and this is the idea, is that you are... You deal with the waste internally through an app, and you can see how full you're getting inside on the phone, and then like a
cesspit. Where does it go?
Glad you asked me, because then like a cesspit, a lorry will arrive, and all you got to do is press a button on your phone, a lorry arrives, comes to you at work, at home or at shop, and plugs a pipe into your anus, and then like a man emptying a cesspit, the lorry just takes it out of you. The middleman is the toilet. You've cut that right out.
No, see, like, I'll tell you what, because you've got to think about your poo miles. But second, better, right? Something I would be prepared to entertain. If you could, like, have a little compactor fitted inside of yourself so that all what come out was, like, little brown diamonds.
Yeah. Well, Nick,
be all right,
Nick, Anthony makes a point. Would you be happy with that?
I'd be happy with little brown diamonds, absolutely. If the technology exists to produce that, I would be happy. There is an element of the technology that scares me somewhat, and it's the Japanese.
Yes.
The Japanese technology, you've seen their toilets, they talk to you, they play music.
Yeah.
I think that's all fine.
Right.
We all like the idea of that, don't we? I'm sure Anthony and I can agree on that sounding like a nice thing. But
that does sound nice.
One day, John, you're sitting down, the toilet says, "How are you today, John?" And you say, "Oh, I'm fine, thanks, toilet." And there's a little pause, and then the toilet just says, "I've got your children," or whatever it is it says. Because the toilet has turned. It's learned from us, and it's turned.
How would you deal with that turned toilet, Anthony? Nick's making a good point, isn't he? Because, you know, you're saying that you know, nobody, even you, Anthony, would want to sit on a toilet that's got your children.
I wouldn't like that. No, that's
no. You wouldn't like that. No.
No, fair play. So, what I'm saying is, I'm conservative. Yeah, I want to just preserve what we've got now. Don't change. No, don't. It doesn't have to be all. Hello. How are you? Let me see if I can just attend to you. I don't want to. Like, I don't want to chat. I want to sit on a toilet. I think we've got to host an event. I went to a toilet in Vauxhall. I made a new friend.
Let me just ask you this, right? There are trials in Sweden currently. It's partly the technology, which is what we're talking about, but the idea is that you don't have to... The toilets in Sweden are now... They've taken the pipes away, okay? So the seat part exists of the toilet. You still sit on it, so you'll be all right, Anthony. But Nick, the idea... The pipes have gone, and what they're doing, they're dealing with... So when you flush the toilet, it's all taken away wirelessly. It's a new technology, and it's a wireless technology, and it's wireless waste disposal. But the problem, what's happened is... People trying to browse the internet in Sweden have accidentally logged on to the logs, if you see what I mean, and accidentally downloaded excrement, and it's caused a problem. Obviously, anyone trying to watch the new Top Gear on iPlayer didn't notice the difference, but that's where the problem has come. It's how much technology, you know, can you apply to toilets without it becoming a problem? That's the issue we're concerned with. We're running out of time very quickly, Anthony. Go on.
Yeah, like, I think what the technology I would like put in is a thing that takes a photo of it once you've done it. Like, before you've used any paper, yeah, because then you can't see it.
Yeah.
And then it's too late. And plus, everyone's always, like, sharing photos of their food. Like, oh, check out this nice dessert I had in this restaurant. Like, what about after, bruv? What about after you've ate it?
Let me sum up this debate in one word, as we are running out of time. One word from you, Nick, to sum this entire debate up, please.
Urinal cake.
Anthony, same question to you.
Glastonbury, thus I win. Thank you.
There we have it. That's the debate on toilets. Do we still need the classic porcelain bowl in the 21st century? That's the question we're asking this afternoon. What do you think? Do you think we need toilets? Or, like Nick, would you be happy to poo in a garden? Let us know. 87222.
Start message with the word talk.
@talkradio on Twitter.
Start message with anyone you like.
Thank you very much. Get in touch. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen, phone, talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only £18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
West Yorkshire's A1 is struggling south towards Barnsdale Bar, where one lane's blocked because of an accident. Northbound M6 queuing in places from 17 up to 20 after a breakdown. The northbound M6 near Birmingham struggling 5 to 6. That's because of emergency repairs. Queues back to 4A at the M42. There's a spill on the northbound M5, which is causing queues near Worcester. Junctions 5 to 6. One lane's out for that. And Cambridge's A47 Fen Road closed both ways between Wisbeach and Guyhead. There's been an accident involving a lorry and a van with queues around the closure points. I'm Jarena Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Don't forget, there's still your chance to win a Talk Radio in the afternoon EU referendum souvenir lettuce before very long. You can choose, obviously, from two lettuces. Leaf, which is the type favoured by amateur gardeners growing them, or a romaine, which is, of course, the lettuce you get in a Caesar salad. Choose from leaf or romaine. Both of them weigh the same. For balance, of course. A lot of reactions coming in to... Oh, that's in the game of Dead or Alive in about 20 minutes. If you want to play, then here's what you do. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Correct, Hayden. Start your message with the word talk, but then write the word dead and your name, so we know that you're going to... That's quite morbid, but deal with it. 87222, start your message with the word talk, then the word dead, to get in line to play. Someone's going to be picked at random. It could well be you. We'll call you back, dead or alive, to win an EU referendum souvenir lettuce this afternoon. That's in around 20 minutes' time. A lot of reactions coming in for the toilet debate. Do we still need toilets here in the 21st century? That was the question. Anthony was on the telephone there, getting quite irate about the fact that he likes the time spent on one. Nick, just very happy with the idea of squatting, and as we were talking about, these trials in Sweden have led to a disaster, really, where they've removed the pipes from the toilets and there's now the technology to wirelessly convey one's human waste over to the sewer plant. But people trying to log onto the internet have ended up with their next-door neighbour's excrement on their laptops because they've got logged onto the wrong log and it's ended up on... Anyway, a lot of reactions coming in, I understand. What have we got?
So Hannah from Hereford, what will we do with all the vacant toilets? It would be such a waste, she
yes,
says. Good. And Graham from Balham, where is the debate around urinals? Balance, please.
Yeah, thank you for that. Anything else, or are we...
Well, Bill from Potts Bar, what a load of crap, he says.
Yeah, I've got one here from Sue who just says, anyone who thinks we shouldn't have toilets can just bog off. She writes there as well. And this is interesting, of course. John, don't forget, if we get rid of toilets, we get rid of toilet training. Mm. And as any parent would tell you, that can only be a good thing. And then someone else has said, no, if you get away with toilet training, you're just going to drive it underground. What you're going to end up is with toilet training camps in Pakistan, where toddlers will go to be radicalised.
Right.
And no one wants that. If you've got an opinion on the toilets, 87222.
Start your message with
the Talk Radio 2.
Message anywhere you like. Yeah.
Right, fine. So, the news is quite complex, don't you think?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if I'm honest,
yes,
I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, Aidan. Nor can Cornelius, actually, when he's here. You being his work experience understudy today, for he is at Glastonbury. And we're going to be trying to talk to him very soon as well, to find out where in the 12-hour queue he actually is, by getting him on the telephone. However, ahead of that, the news, it being complicated, and if you can't get your head around it either, allow us to help you, because here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, we break the news down to its simplest form, that is Japanese poetry, the news explained in five syllables, in seven syllables, and then in another five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Wembley, they're all going home in a f***ing ambulance.
The news in haikus. Cass did that. She's the assistant producer. Did you,
What?
Well, it was interesting, wasn't it? That I just because obviously in North, it's quite a lot of people saying they can't really understand the words there of Cass because it's North. If you press the red button on your radio, you do get subtitles of what Cass says.
You're the only one that doesn't understand me.
Burnley, E-A-R-N-L-Y, Burnley. So
I don't come to work for this.
Where? So, Kat, what do you come for, actually? I don't really know.
I don't know anymore. I don't know.
No. So, here's a question for you, Cass. Somebody has texted in with a question for Cass.
Joy.
It says, I've lost it now. It says, ask, who's it from? I can't find it. It said, ask Cass, ask broadcast through the glass. She's not through the glass anymore. She's wandered into the studio, bringing her particular and unique ray of sunshine into here. And, they've written, ask Cass, I can't find it, but it was something about why in Hull, which is Hull.
Hull.
Which is where you're from, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do pigeons fly upside down in Hull?
What?
It says, ask broadcast, why pigeon, I'll find out who it's from, hang on. Why do pigeons fly upside down in Hull?
Is this a jerk?
What? a jerk? No, I don't think a jerk has texted it. I think just a nice person. They don't call them that. It just has a question. I don't call them a jerk. Just questions. Oh, here it is. It's from Grumpy Tyke on Twitter. Ask broadcast through the glass why pigeons in Hull fly upside down.
They don't.
They what?
They don't.
No.
They're just normal pigeons. Well, they normally have 2 feet, whereas in the south, they don't. They've got like 1 foot and a club foot.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means. And
I don't know what it means either.
Fine. All right, well...
What's his name? Grumpy?
Grumpy Tyke.
Grumpy Tyke.
Grumpy Tyke, I'm afraid Ass Podcast does not have an answer for you as to why pigeons in Hull...
Hull.
Fly upside...
Down.
Down. She doesn't know.
No.
I'm afraid she's...
I don't know.
She don't know.
Soz.
So okay, fine. All right. Well, you can go now.
Thank God.
No use. What?
I found an answer. It's a bit naughty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Go on. But it's for Liverpool though. It's not for Hull.
Oh, I see. What? In that joke, yeah, it is a jerk. You're right.
I can't can't see the answer.
It's because why do why do pigeons fly upside down in Hull? In Hull, because there's nothing worth crapping on.
That's not very nice, is it?
Now you've left.
Yep.
Bye.
She just made a rude, unbroadcastable sign with her hand at me.
Unbelievable.
That's Ask Broadcast. If you've got a question for Ask Broadcast through the grass or glass. Then do get in touch, just like Grumpy Tyke did there. 87222.
Start your message with a talk.
At Red and Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
You can win a lettuce in the next half an hour of the programme. It's an EU referendum souvenir lettuce. You can choose from leaf or romaine in a game of dead or alive. And we'll also be trying to talk to paid intern Cornelius, who's not here today, but he's trying to get to Glastonbury. So we're going to find out the progress of his journey. Ahead of that, though, Toby's here. He's got news.
Talk Radio.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has made a last-ditch plea for voters to cross the Remain box at tomorrow's EU referendum. Leave campaigners insist the UK needs to regain its sovereignty, but Corbyn says cooperation makes Britain's voice stronger on key issues.
We have more power and influence if we pool sovereignty, pool ideas, work with other people to solve those issues. You cannot do it all on your own.
Meanwhile, the post office is reporting record levels of demand for euros and dollars ahead of the vote. Some predict a Brexit would slash the value of the pound. But Leave campaigner Boris Johnson says we've heard scare stories like that back in 1992.
Everybody said that it'd be a disaster for the UK if we got out of the exchange rate mechanism of the European monetary system. Remember when the pound did fall, but it then rose steadily, and we had 14 years of economic growth as a result of getting out.
One of the world's most high-profile sports stars has pulled out of this summer's Olympics because of concerns about the Zika virus. Golfer Rory McIlroy says he's putting the health of his family first and won't go to Rio. Everyone with Glastonbury tickets is now being told the festival is open for business. That after queues of up to 12 hours to get into the site this morning, with some having to sleep in their cars overnight because of the wet weather. And the hunt is on for a rare and mysterious seabird, which may have taken over two islands off the coast of Wales. The tiny European storm petrel from the albatross family usually spends its time out at sea and winters off the coast of South Africa. But it's thought up to 5,000 of them may have descended off of Stockholm and Skoma Islands for the summer to breed among rocks and boulders. Now for your weather, cloudy for much of England and Wales this afternoon. Rain spreading in from the southwest to eastern England. Some sunny intervals elsewhere, though showery outbreaks across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 22 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Toby. And for those going to, for those queuing to Glastonbury, do you have a weekend weather forecast for the Glastonbury area?
I've got a funny feeling it's a mixture of both sun and rain, which means it's
balanced. Which in this EU referendum time is perfectly right.
What we want.
Toby, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk Radio. In a moment, we are going to be trying to talk to paid intern Cornelius, who is, or isn't, for balance, on his way to Glastonbury.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, in the afternoons, and I am John Holmes. And we bring you Glastonbury coverage live. Right now, Now, the BBC, of course, are screening Glastonbury, the full coverage on the BBC over the weekend. They have Muse, they have Coldplay, they have ELO, we've got Cornelius. On the telephone now, he's our Glastonbury correspondent. Hello, Cornelius.
Hi, John, you all right?
Yeah. So, Aidan's your understudy today, he's here too.
How's he doing?
Better than you.
Oh, wow.
So, and what we've had to do, though, Con, is... Con, of course, works on the show regularly. He's off at the moment because he's gone to the Glastonbury.
Yeah, and that's right. I'm off. Why am I having to do this? Why am I still on the show?
Shut up. Right, so what we've done with Aidan, because I need consistency here. So what we've had to do is take one side of his face and sellotape it with sort of gaffer tape back towards his ear. So one of his eyes is forcibly looking in one direction. And then we've stapled the other side of his pupil to his other ear. And so his eye's looking in the other direction. So he's like you now.
That's what I would have suggested.
With your odd eyes. Anyway, so look, the news that everyone's talking about, of course, is the queues to get into Glastonbury. It's taking people 12 hours. No one's been able to get in onto the site. There's frustration. It's boiling over control. And everyone's angry and livid, Cornelius. Are you even gone off the end of the road here yet? Are you just...
No. I'm in the festival.
What?
It is fine. I had a great coach driver. I sat right near the front. Guy, I won't name him. He's clearly a very relaxed sort of demeanour, because halfway through the journey, after the services, he went, right, we might be this in the long haul, so feel free to have a sleep or spliff it up.
Crikey.
Yeah.
I mean, what a... I mean, you don't often get a coach driver that far down with the kids, do you? That's...
No.
I mean, which of those two options did you do?
I just slept, because I've been up since 4 this morning. But when we sort of hit the traffic, we queued for an hour.
Yeah.
And then he just disregarded all the signs saying sort of stay in the queue.
Yeah.
And we sort of...
When he drove his coach across fields to get there?
Yeah, sort of through a sort of golf course thing.
So he drove his coach, a spliffed up driver.
he wasn't spliffed up. Over, I don't think anyone did spliff up.
Over a golf course to get to Glastonbury.
Mm.
I mean, is this your
quite a day?
Yeah. So all right, so what time you let off? What you set off at what time? 4 o'clock.
7 this morning.
7 this morning.
I left my house at the O2 at 7 this morning.
Okay, the O2 where the coach went. So where did you? What time did you arrive on site, Con?
I've been there about an hour, I think. It did still take ages.
Yeah, that's
really far away.
Well, yeah. But in terms of...
They should do it in Hyde Park. That's my idea.
That is a better...
But in Hyde Park.
That is a better idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm interested in is whether the news is accurate, because we're seeing these pictures of these queues, we're hearing all about it, of the 12 hours, and people just trapped on roads. I mean, what evidence have you seen of this? Is that...
Well, I was in a queue for about an hour.
Yeah.
I was in a queue, but that's what, like, it was proper one of those get out and stand in the road queues.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love those.
Yeah.
And I got
Why?
To wee in a hedge.
You got to wee in Why? A hedge. Strong.
It's not often you get to walk in the road and wee in a hedge. So that was fun.
Yeah.
I love
the festival lifestyle.
Yeah. I've had a great day.
Yeah.
I also went to Fleet Services and had a McDonald's.
Right, other McDonald's are available.
Yeah, I went on there's a bridge across the road.
Yeah.
Across, I think, it's the A3. And two boys moonied the A3. So I saw that happen as well.
It's a crazy atmosphere down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really a festival atmosphere.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah. So where are you now? You're in a field? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm currently just sitting in my tent. So I'm camping alone. I've got various friends here, but they're all sort of arriving in different bits.
Have they got to try to find you?
I've already bumped into one, which is nice. I just bumped in, and I've got my phone, so that'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think they're arriving tomorrow, so today's going to be fun.
Okay, so you're going to sit on your own in a tent for...
Yeah, I'm currently just staring at the back of another tent and a pylon.
Victoria.
That's the next question. What do we know of Victoria? I mean, Victoria.
I haven't heard from her yet. It's like...
Because we thought you were travelling together.
Yeah, there was some sort of confusion with the booking that meant she got a different coach for me. I don't know how that quite happened.
Yeah.
I emailed her and texted her and rang her a couple of times just to make sure which sort of coach I was getting.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard from her. I think her phone's... Because you know how people's phones run out of batteries at festival. I think that's already happened.
It must have. That's why she's not answering you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that noise?
There's some people outside my tent. They're greeting their friends.
Right. Can you put them on the phone?
I can try.
Yeah.
2 seconds. Oh, I'm going to have to get up and put my beard up. I've just realised I've opened 2 beers at once.
Yeah.
A speckled hen and a carling.
You're living the dream, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. This is really my favourite thing to do each year. Right, I'm just walking into their
camp. Tell them
now.
They're on the radio, obviously.
Hi there, guys. I'm on the radio at the moment, on Talk Radio. Do you want to say hello? I'll pass you over to someone who I don't
know. All right, fine.
This is John.
Hello?
Hi, John.
Hi, who's that?
It's Natalie.
Hello, Natalie. You are on the radio, so please don't swear like Davina McCall used to say on Big Brother.
Okie dokie, I will not swear.
Thank you. Good. So, Glastonbury, how long did you queue to get in, Natalie?
We didn't. We managed to get in the backstage road.
How
so
did
we
you do that?
Queue. I fluttered my eyelashes.
Did you?
But we've had friends queuing for 11 hours.
Yeah. So, but seriously, yeah. Seriously, how did you get in?
No, seriously, I fluttered my eyelashes and we got let in the backstage road.
That's such a groupie cliche, Natalie, isn't it?
It really is, isn't
yeah.
it?
Who are you there to see, Natalie? What is?
Neo and Disclosure and Foles. Yeah. Coldplay, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. Good.
Yeah, obviously.
Good. And are you in for the long haul?
Absolutely.
Good.
Here till Monday, baby.
Give us a quick weather report.
It is actually brightening up and kind of sunny now. The sunscreen has been applied.
There we go. All right, thank you, Natalie. That's give the phone back to that idiot, that boss-eyed idiot that handed it.
Will do. Have a great one.
And you. That's Natalie there, live from Glastonbury. She was a real person. On the
Hello.
Phone. We're done with you.
okay.
Colin, thanks very much. You know, try and find Victoria, won't you?
Yeah, I will. My socks are wet now.
What?
My socks are wet.
Well...
I had to leave my tent, and I didn't have time to put on shoes. But can you not ring me again? Is that all right?
Fine. That's Cornelius there, live from Glastonbury, talking to Natalie, who... apparently used the back door. So, coming up, a game of Dead or Alive. You can win a lettuce, an EU referendum souvenir lettuce, here on Talk Radio next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
In a summer full of sport, now's the time to start your own bike adventure. Whether it's dusting off your old bike or time to invest in a new one, Halfords have everything you need. Pop in for a free on-the-spot bike check and our bike experts will check your wheels, tyres, brakes and gears. And even oil your chain for free. Or check out our great range of bikes and accessories in-store and online, giving you the freedom to start a new bike adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Sun, rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at nowtv.com.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £125. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less November 2015 to April 2016. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Antrim, the eastbound M22 has been closed at junction 1 for the M2 at the Dunsilly roundabout. That's the recovery of a jackknife lorry. There's congestion in Darrington on the southbound A1 towards Barnsdale Bar, where one lane's blocked by an accident. Queues on the southbound M5 towards Worcester junctions 5 to 6. Restrictions there because of a spill. Reports that in Stroud, the Canes Cross Road A419 is blocked by an accident near Beards Lane. And no change for Cambridge's A47 Fen Road, closed between Wisbeach and Guy Hearn in both directions for the recovery of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And good afternoon. And a bit of breaking news for you here on Talk Radio. The reason it turns out that there are so many queues to get into Glastonbury today, as the festival claims it's open for business, is this. It's about balance. Now, we're constantly told by our bosses here that we have to be balanced in the run-up to the referendum tomorrow, and rightly so. That's what the law dictates broadcasters have to do. But what's happening is, the reason it's all clogged up is every time people turn right, they have to turn left to balance that out. So as a result, there's traffic chaos because everyone's going right then left. And other people's going left then right. And it's just clogging the whole thing up. And we do want, remember your text, please, about how you are balanced this afternoon. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word, you know.
A lot coming in. John. This says, whenever I tell my wife to leave it during an argument, I then have to follow that up with remain it for balance, but it only serves to make her angrier. And that's coming from Steve. Do let us know how you are remaining balanced this afternoon, please. Meanwhile, speaking of balance, it's time for somebody to win an EU referendum souvenir lettuce. Choose from leaf or romaine and win it on the radio in a game of Dead or Alive! That's right, it's a game of Dead or Alive on the radio. And playing today on the telephone, we've got Mags. Hello, Mags.
Hello, John.
Hi there. What's your first name, Jazz?
Mags.
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 Oh, yes, I get Mags. I just wondered if... Porno. Mags.
No.
Mags is just checking. Mags is on the phone. And she wants to win a lettuce. Now, here's the thing. Obviously, because we have to be balanced, you've got a leaf lettuce and a romaine lettuce, Mags. Mm-hmm. But for balance, Should you score enough points, you'll win both of those. And then you can decide which you want in the comfort of your own home, for we have to be balanced on a broadcast. Okay.
Nom.
Good. Right. Good. So, it's a game of Dead or Alive, Mags. It works like this. I've got a list of things. All you have to do is tell me if they're dead or alive, okay?
Okay.
Fine. Where are you, Mags? Where are you from, by the way?
Brighton.
What are you doing in Brighton? This is banter we're having now.
I'm a barista.
A barista?
Yeah.
Not as opposed to a barrister.
Yeah, exactly. Not clever enough for that.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, now we've got a sense of Mags. Let's commence the quiz. Right, dead or alive? Here we go. Asprodcast is through the glass. She'll be keeping score. So, dead or alive? My Uncle Ken.
Both.
What?
Because
no.
You've got...
What?
To be balanced.
No. No, no, no. No, not yet. Is he dead or alive?
Yeah, both.
No. Uncle Ken. It's just dead or alive. Say dead or alive.
Both.
No. Just dead or alive. Pick one.
Alive.
No, he's dead, actually. He had a heart attack 6 years ago. Question two. The nice old lady who served tea at my mum's church. Is she dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, she's alive. Good. Good. Dead or alive. The BBC's chances of getting a Christmas card from Sir Cliff Richard this year. Dead or alive.
Dead.
Yes, absolutely right. There's no way that's going to happen. Victoria from the News' chances of reaching Glastonbury today, despite having left at 5 a.m. this morning.
Dead.
Stuck in a queue. Hasn't even left Bristol, we've just learned. dead or alive. The Hills.
Alive?
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you, with the Sound of Music? But no, on this occasion, I'm afraid the Hills are dead. The Hills were a family that lived near my parents when I was growing up. Three generations wiped out in a freak brass-rubbing accident.
Okay.
Cockles and Muscles. Cockles and Muscles.
Alive?
Alive, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But no, the Cockles and Muscles in this case were two chinchillas owned by my friend Steve's sister. when we were about 12, Cockles died after we fed him some Tabasco sauce as an experiment. But Muscles lived, so half a point.
Yay!
Dead or alive, the cert that Ben from Sport insisted would win at Ascot. But it didn't.
Oh, no.
The cert. Yes, it was a dead cert. That's what he said. Oh. But it didn't. It didn't. It didn't win. Dead or alive, the chances of the Leave campaign winning tomorrow. Careful. For balance.
Dead and alive.
Is the right answer. For balance, yes. Next question. The chances of the Remain campaign winning tomorrow. Careful. Balance.
Both?
Yes! Dead and alive. But yes, correct. For balance there. final question. What Peter Gabriel is naked and...
alive?
Let's find out.
That we're naked and alive.
Is the right answer.
Yes.
Good. Yes. Mags, let's go to...
What do I win?
The lettuce. An EU referendum souvenir lettuce. You can... it's COS, a COS lettuce. Is right, isn't it? Because that's the COS. Is the other name for it is a romaine. And the other lettuce is a leaf lettuce. It's an EU souvenir referendum lettuce.
Will leaf, you sign it?
Leaf or romaine. I will sign it, yeah. Whose name would you like me to sign it with? I could offer J.K. Rowling.
Ooh.
Or Dave Benson Phillips.
Dave Benson Phillips.
I'll sign it with that. That's absolutely fine. So they're of equal weight, by the way, also for balance. Ask broadcast is through the glass. We've got to check the system to see if you scored high enough to win the lettuce signed by Dave Benson Phillips. Ask broadcast.
I'm just plugging the system in.
Oh, fine. We've just got to check this in. Mags, I apologise in advance. It's quite a slow system here, so just bear with us while we work out your score. Just bear with
me. I'm feeling nervous now.
Just hang on.
I'm hungry. I've not had lunch yet.
Lettuce on the way if you get enough.
I want the lettuce.
Okay, let's...
Or the romaine.
Or the leaf. Both are available. Oh. God. The systems are...
Sorry, I'm just fixing
the
it.
The system, yeah. Type in.
Sorry.
Systems.
Is there dressing out of interest?
No, you have to provide that yourself, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Sorry, mate. Just It's quite a slow system, isn't it, Cass?
It's a terrible system. Yeah. I hear it.
Slow. Slow system.
Blimey.
Yeah, I know.
Is it dead or alive? I can't tell that.
That system's...
Okay, it's done.
Excellent. What score did Mags get in Dead or Alive?
It was 7.5.
7.5. Now, is that enough to win the lettuce? We're going to have to check the system to see if that's enough.
Hang on, let me
check the system.
Oh my gosh, my ears hurt.
I know, I'm really sorry about this. I do apologize. We've put in a ticket to get the system fixed, but it's just a slow system. What they have to do with the system, apparently some bloke has to program it, and it takes hours, even though it's really simple. And he spent six hours on it so far, and it still doesn't work, the system. It's still shorter than the queue into Glastonbury, though, isn't it? So that's a good...
Well...
I think the people in charge of the system are also in charge of the queuing into Glastonbury. Cass?
Yes.
What is?
Huh?
What's... Yes, what?
Oh, no, yes.
She's won the lettuce?
Yes!
She's won the lettuce! Oh! Congratulations, Mags! You have won two lettuce. You've won a leaf and a romaine for balance. Signed by Dave Benson Phillips. On its way to you. That is Mags. Well done. Congratulations. That's just about it from us today. Tomorrow, of course, we'll be back from 1 to 4. It's EU referendum day. We're simply not allowed to mention it at all. So tomorrow, that's the law. So we won't. But very quickly to finish, some more of your what, how and why you are balanced texts and tweets are coming in. Aidan, what have you got there?
This is from Michael. John, I've managed to dedicate half my life to sleep rather than just a third.
Yeah.
I have since lost my job and the bailiffs are set to visit next week. But at least I've achieved this vital balance.
Yes, well, and rightly so. John, hi. Every time I breathe in, I find I have to breathe out. Is this normal? Yes, it is. And is the correct thing to do. Hi, John. This is from Lisa. I've got two boys and three girls. I'm just texting in. I'm listening to your show and understand the importance of being balanced. So I'm just with my two girls and three girls and two boys. I'm just texting in to see if you know any good adoption centres for the family. John, blinking is a blinking nightmare. My eyes need to be open for balance the same amount of time as they are closed, but I've simply lost count of how to keep track of that. And finally, ahead of Sam Delaney, who will join us next on Talk Radio, Polly's been in touch. She says she's put the kettle on. And then Suki's been in touch to say she took it off again for balance. We'll be back tomorrow on EU referendum vote day. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking with